Friday, May 19th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And I wanted to start today's broadcast with a very important message to everybody. I'm going to state the obvious. Without your support, we'll be shut down. Without your support, we won't be here. And this is like a long 12-round heavyweight champion fight. And we're now in the final rounds. So first off, I want to thank you for your support. But I also want to encourage those of you out there that have supported us in the past to remember that it was your support that allowed us all to do this together. So I want to encourage you all, before we cover all this news and all these guests and all this breaking information today, to go to InfoWarsStore.com, because two of our most popular products, sold out for a year in one case, almost a year in the other, are finally back in stock. We have Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening Toothpaste, fluoride-free, with amazing essential oils that is so good for your gums, your teeth, your whole mouth, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, but a limited run. And activated charcoal toothpaste with essential oil as well, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. These are great products, and they fund our operation. But they really invigorate you and your overall health and your well-being. So it's a 360 win. A lot of you love these products. You've complained they weren't available. But many of you never got the products. This is your chance to support the broadcast at this key juncture, which, again, I'm very thankful for, and to also try these amazing products. So we have the activated charcoal, toothpaste with essential oil, back in stock, and the coral calcium tooth whitening with essential oil, back in stock, but limited runs. We'll take the profits from this and get a bigger order so it's finally back in stock. We've clawed our way back from almost being bankrupt and completely shut down to being solvent and moving into the black. We're sending folks back to the border. We're covering more and more major news issues. We are fighting harder than ever and having an incredible effect against the globalists. And that is because of your support, your word of mouth, your prayer, and purchasing products at InfoWarsStore.com. In closing, before we kick off the main broadcast and cover all this news information, other great products are back in stock, like the CBD oil, highest quality, full spectrum, up to 50% off what leading competitors sell it for. Get it today. Nitric Boost, that cleans out your blood and attacks all that garbage that's inundating the population. It's back in stock. We've got so many other great products that are available, like the game-changing product that was sold out for 2 years, and that's Ultimate Bone Broth with a concentrated bone broth from chicken, the chaga mushroom, the turmeric, the bee pollen, and more. It's back in stock. 10 hours of clean energy, Turbo Force, it's back in stock. Ultimate Fish Oil, Ultimate Krill Oil, highest rated grade you're going to get. They're all back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. So again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air. But that's only part of it. You need these products. They really are game-changing. They really do change lives. 2 billion people, according to Lancet Medical Journal and the UN. 2 billion people, according to the Lancet Medical Journal and the UN, have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. We have the highest quality iodine that is absolutely pure, that is amazing, at InfoWarsStore.com, back in stock. So get your X3 back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. We're going to go to break and come back with a full broadcast. God bless you and thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together. That supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Friday, May 19th, 2023. Thank you for joining us today. We've got a big broadcast lined up for you. Everything we do is about human empowerment and building a pro-human future. The globalists hate humanity and are building an anti-human future. And I've told you for decades that once the people of Earth understand that the globalists are anti-human and are working against us, none of their plans will succeed once the population understands that. So you can say what you want about Elon Musk, but him coming out just a few days ago on CNBC and saying George Soros hates humanity and wants to destroy civilization was a totally true statement. That's what the environmental movement is. It has nothing to do with the Earth or what's good for the planet. They're the ones involved in all the genetic engineering and all the chemtrailing and the nuclear testing and all of it. And whether Elon Musk is good or bad, he realizes that humanity is shifting towards this and that the tide is in our favor. It was Julius Caesar that famously said, there is a tide in the affairs of men when taken at the flood leads on to fortune. Our fortune is not Hollywood and palaces and all this crap, but freedom and liberty and an open competitive society that empowers the individual and through that empowers the masses. So today I want to talk about some big issues with you here in the first few segments and really ask you, what future do you want? It's been said many times that humanity is at a crossroads, and we're always at a crossroads. We're always at a key point of decisions we have to make. But historically, this point we're at, I don't think anybody denies, is the greatest crossroads our species has ever come upon. And I have to just give nothing but kudos to the general population that we see really learning what's going on at an accelerated curve. And that's why the establishment is so panicked, because they want to control the future. They greedily want to dominate the decisions that are being made and the future destiny, the future evolution, in their words, of our species. I want that to be dictated by us, we the people, not by them. So there's a great battle taking place all around us to decide that. And remember, decades ago, they denied Bilderberg existed and that there were globalist cabals. In fact, a few years ago, they said it didn't exist. The ADL said people should be arrested to even say it exists. But yesterday, Fox News, CBS, CNBC, all admitting global government, the elites secretly meet to save you from the AI that they're launching against us. So when we sit back and look at what's happening, the human smuggling, the enslavement, the fentanyl, the annihilation of the border, the beginning of World War III in Ukraine, all these horrible things that are going on, the transgenderism, the sterilization of our children, when we look at that, we sit back and we say, why is this happening? Because the globalist want power over life and death. They want to be able to play God. They've decided there's too many of us. And quite frankly, there are a lot of aimless people. There are a lot of dumb people. There are a lot of lazy people. Hell, I'm one of them half the time. But they can't play God. So I hate to quote Marvel Comics or DC Comics or whatever it was, but the first deal of the new remake with the new Superman that came out like 8-9 years ago was so powerful at the beginning. Because Superman's dad is the chief scientist, and he's there confronting General Zod, the head general, who has just wiped out the elite of the planet. And he says, they're degenerate, they're inbred, they're scum, and we've got to wipe everybody else out. And Superman's dad says, okay, Zod, you're going to decide who we kill? And Zod kind of looks down and realizes, yeah, I'm degenerate too. So humanity's not going to make it through this by killing billions of people. In fact, once this starts, and it's already begun, humans will rally and humans will fight, and we'll have a war or a group of wars, probably between Pakistan and India, or China and India is probably where it'll start, not in Ukraine. Most numbers actually show that, and I agree with it. And then billions will die, and the globalists will not maintain control. They've deluded themselves because they've had crisis management for so long, where they create crises or they exacerbate crises, and then they use those problems to get more power and control. That works until you reach a threshold point. And I think anybody knows we've reached that point. So I've had a lot of guests on, a lot of people on, and even mainline commentary from even people on Fox News are saying the FBI are traitors and we need to arrest all the FBI and we need to do all this stuff. And yes, the leadership of the FBI should be arrested. And yes, the Justice Department is captured and at war with the American people. But most of the government, and I'm not lauding the government, I just know because I've studied it, is actually awake and upset about what's happening, just like the public. So what I'm saying here is we don't want a civil war with the government. The government's just an infrastructure we built. The globalists are trying to destroy that, defund the police, annihilate the dollar, get rid of the borders. We need to take back our government through ideology and ideas and lawsuits and criminal charges and bring those that are guilty to justice. But we're being tricked and manipulated into a civil war to believe the federal government is our enemy. Ladies and gentlemen, the federal government's way too big. It's out of control. A bunch of it's unconstitutional. They just hired 87,000 IRS agents. Believe me, I get it. But there are very dark forces, just like with the race war. There are whites that are bad. There are blacks that are bad. The liberals have basically weaponized the culture and trained a lot of blacks to believe that whites deserve to be attacked, and there's 20-1. Attacks on whites by blacks, and the ADL tries to cover that up. That's all true, and the FBI covers it up. But what I'm saying is, do we really think at the end of the day the race war there started is really about white people or black people? No, it's about the globalists manipulating us. What I'm saying is the race war they've started is very real. The federal government being captured out of control is very real. But we've got to be above that and see the larger picture rather than trying to tear the country apart and not get baited into this, not get manipulated into violence, because people are angry and they're upset and they think the right thing to do is to attack. But you need to attack through information. The Pentagon will tell you, and they're right on this, that in World War II, 60-70% of war was information. And by Vietnam, they said it was 80%. And by Desert Storm 1 and 2, it was 90%, 95%. Folks, it's 99% information now. So all of you that want violence need to understand that if you don't put your energy into the information war to affect things and expose things and peacefully resist now, are you really going to go around and kill people if an open war starts? And what are you going to kill? The cops, the military? They're being ordered to do this. And I'm not saying they come and take you to camp or forcibly inject you or try to kill you that you shouldn't defend yourself. But that doesn't hurt the New World Order. Exposing the Bilderberg Group, exposing the globalists, exposing their operations, exposing BlackRock. We've got 20 states right now pulling out of BlackRock and saying we're not going to do SEGs, UN control of our policies, and cutting off our energy. We're having devastating victories. We had that hearings 2 months ago that admit the deep state censoring and surveilling Americans and all the criminalities coming out. I'm going to play clips in a moment. Just of Matt Gaetz's portion, where he brings forward these FBI agents and whistleblowers that are exposing that there were feds inside January 6th, basically running the attack. We're winning the information war right now. That's why our enemy has the federal provocateur patriot front out there. The ADL has been caught funding and supporting groups like that. That's why they're so desperate for this fight. So for me, it's not some wimpy thing like, I don't want a physical war because I'm not a tough guy. Come on, folks. I put my skin in the game for 29 years, and I got on the front lines of this info war. I know the answer is exposing their policies and their ideas and being like Mahatma Gandhi, who was copying Christ, and Martin Luther King Jr. There were maybe 50,000 British troops and 500 million Indians when Mahatma Gandhi peacefully simply stood up to what they were doing and stood up against their unconstitutional taxes. Famously, Indians had to buy salt for their food from the government. They put you in jail for 5 years. If they caught you going to the ocean in India, large part of it's in the ocean, the Indian Ocean, part of the Pacific Ocean. If they caught you going to the sea, you know the rocks at the sea and there's, you know, crystals all over it. You pick it up. If they caught you 5 years in prison, no ifs, ands, or buts. He marched with 50 people, then 100 people as he went towards the sea from the north of India out to the coast. And by the time he got there, he had millions of people with him, and they all sat there and they gathered salt and said, F you, British Empire. And it was over. Now, they went up to him with clubs, and they split his head open, and they beat a lot of people to death. But everybody saw that. So, see, it takes Christ-like power to not be violent when the enemy wants it, but to sit there and take it, because then that proves they're wrong. That's what I'm saying. So we're going to go to this Matt Gaetz clip. I noticed this was big news yesterday, but the audio was bad. We're trying to boost the audio when the FBI agents are speaking. For a reason, the audio wasn't good. I'm going to come back with some final comments. But this is a historic moment we're all involved in. And let's have the eye of the tiger, but be as peaceful as doves and wise as serpents.
The FBI has been victimized by political capture, and that politicization has manifested in the targeting of Americans who never deserved to have this government weaponized against them. Whistleblowers saw those bad acts. They stepped forward, and they were retaliated against and crushed as a consequence. And our work today will build on the work of Special Counsel Durham, who said recently that at the FBI there is confirmation bias, an overwillingness to rely on information from individuals connected to political opponents, and action without appropriate objectivity. One of the whistleblowers we'll hear from today served in the United States Marine Corps, served as a local cop, Garrett O'Boyle, and this is his testimony regarding that political capture.
Do you believe that the FBI has become political?
I do. I think most people out in the field try to avoid that politicization of the agency, which is good, but it's gotten to a point, it seems to me, that it's like a cancerous point where the FBI has let itself become enveloped in this politicization and weaponization that I don't know how to even begin to fix it.
One group that saw that weaponization work against them were Catholics. The FBI field office in Richmond put out a memo saying that violent extremists would find the Catholic ideology attractive and would attempt to connect with Catholic adherents, that extremists would show an interest in Catholic congregations over the next 12 to 24 months leading up to the presidential election. Isn't that an interesting coincidence? And the memo calls for the FBI to develop sources with Catholic congregations to try to obtain information about those folks. Another group that saw weaponization turn against them, parents who attended school board meetings. You'll hear today from Steve Friend, who worked for the FBI and actually found himself ridiculed at his own FBI office because he too was a parent who attended a school board meeting. This is Steve Friend.
Given your law enforcement background, does knowing that you could be investigated by the FBI for speaking up at your child's school board meeting chill parents from exercising their First Amendment rights?
Yes.
And you said you had attended a school board meeting and you were nervous that you could be under federal investigation. Is that correct?
Yes, my colleagues teased me about it.
Americans who were in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, who committed no crimes, who simply attended a rally, also saw the FBI weaponized against them. George Hill was an FBI employee working out of the Boston field office, and he talks about the pressure that the Washington field office was putting on Boston, and when they tried to get predicate evidence, they couldn't get it for a very interesting reason. This is George Hill.
Joe Bonavolanza said, no, we're not opening up cases on people who went to a rally. And I forgot a key part. The SSA for CT2 said, happy to do it, show us where they were inside the Capitol, and we'll look into it. To which WFO said, we can't show you those videos unless you can tell us the exact time and place those individuals were inside the Capitol. To which the SSA responded back, and I was privy to these conversations firsthand, why can't you show us, why can't you just send us give us access to the 11,000 hours of video that's available? Because there may be UC's undercover officers or CHS's confidential human sources on those videos whose identity we need to protect.
Marcus Allen, an FBI analyst who did work around evidence, sharing it with folks. He saw videos that concerned him about the federal government's own involvement in January 6th. Here's Marcus Allen.
Video to me indicated potential problems with the investigation as far as informants were concerned and our organization's potential forthrightness about utilization of informants there on that day. That might have some impact on our cases and the, you know, the subjects that we're looking up. And just a general awareness overall for the investigation as a whole that there might have been some kind of potential federal involvement with the activities on January 6th. And I thought it was important enough that it, like, wanted our attention.
So much of the good work happening at the FBI is throughout this country, and a lot of the rot, the committee has learned, emerges out of headquarters and out of the Washington field office. Gerard O'Boyle described the conflict that existed as the Washington field office put pressure on other field offices around the country to engage in law enforcement work without predication. This is Mr. O'Boyle.
Did WFO pressure other field offices to keep January 6th cases open or open cases?
I would say they pressured us to open cases to some degree. One example that I have personally, I made this is one of my protective disclosures, so I'll just touch on it a little bit, but I received a lead about someone based on an anonymous tip, and in law enforcement, anonymous tips don't hold very much weight, especially without evidence that you can corroborate pretty easily. I wasn't able to corroborate anything they said, even after speaking with the person they alleged potential criminal behavior of. While I'm trying to figure all that out, I get another lead from the same agent who sent me that lead, and they've essentially tried to get me to violate policy or law.
Trying to get people to break the law without sufficient predication is a weaponization of our government, and all Americans suffer when resources are misallocated, when stats are padded following 9/11. The FBI set up all of these terrorism entities to look outward at people abroad who might seek to harm our country. But a lot of those authorities were turned inward against our own people, and the result was stat padding for the purpose of FBI officials trying to convince Congress that the violent extremism threat was more enhanced than it indeed was, and we got critical testimony on that point also from Mr. O'Boyle.
As a DT agent, I encountered similar stat padding or case bolstering. Truth be told, it was one case, but the FBI had me open up four different cases because they had me open a case for every individual that I had an articulable factual basis that there may have been potential federal law being violated. Or like on a criminal case, say you're working like a gang, which is, this case was, I guess, like a militia. If you're working like a gang, you have a case open on a gang and you have a subfile for each person in it. Like, John Doe 1, 2, and 3, they all have their own subfile. Where in my case, John Doe 1, 2, 3, and 4 all had their own separate case, because then the FBI can, from my perspective, the FBI can come back to Congress and say, look at all the domestic terrorism we've investigated. But really, I was working one case. But the FBI can then say, well, he actually had four. So we, you should give us more money, because look at how big of a threat all this domestic terrorism is.
So a lot of positive things are happening right now, and a lot of people are coming forward. And we need to understand that the globalists have written so many books and so many white papers saying, we're going to control the leaders of nations, we're going to have them do all these horrible things, then we're going to blame the leaders and the governments to bring them down. But something's happened. We know Biden's a puppet of the WEF and the UN. We know that. And so, yes, reform the government. Yes, cut it way down. Yes, deal with it. But do not believe that your enemy is the government. We should be violent. And I know most of you get that, but people are pissed. And I'm not saying under common law under the Declaration of Independence, we don't have a right to stand up and fight. No, I mean, we do at this point. They've given us poison shots. They rolled out a bioweapon to end a function. They're cutting children's genitals off. They are doing all of this to incite us into a revolution. The violence is not the answer. And for all of you that want it, you may get it. But we have to work so hard right now, in my view, to not do that and break the back of the censors and take information like this and get out to everybody you know. We're building a pro-human future. The globalists are building a post-human future. What does Yuval Noah Harari, the high priest of the WEF, say? He says the future is not human. Well, I say the future is human, but we have to decide it's human. I lost friends. I lost family to the COVID attack. I've lost people that took the shot. We know what they did. It's a Holocaust, and it's terrible. But we can't let them divide and conquer us and make it about Christian or Muslim or Jew. Yeah, we all have our differences. We can all debate those things. But we are being attacked by the same anti-human evil force that seeks to destroy us. And it's just that simple. We have to take the high road. And look, I know you're doing that. And I commend you for doing that. But I'm begging you all to pray to God and ask God to lead God and direct us. And through that process of seeking God and repenting, myself included, and saying, I'm sorry and I want to be better, and reaching out to God and saying, it will open our mind up to God and to the universe, and we will go in the right direction. Now, that said, they're cutting off our energy. We're going into a depression. Times are going to be really, really hard. Things are going to get more and more intense. So spend time with your family and get right with God and spend every day you can and every moment you can promoting freedom and promoting liberty and discrediting the globalists and exposing them, but then offering the alternative of what America's promise was. America's the best house in a bad neighborhood. We're not perfect, but compared to other countries, we're the best. And it's because of the ethos we had, the Christian ethos, the Renaissance ethos, and building this new system. So I'm extremely honored to be here. I'm extremely blessed to be able to talk to you. And I'm very, very thankful that all of you have sponsored us. You're our sponsors, viewers and listeners, to bring us to this point. We couldn't do it without you. But now, the crucial part of the battle is coming. The crucible. The real heart of the war is now. And we can't do this without God. So I go back to that again and again and again. So to those that are already awake, thank you. And I commend you and I salute you. For those on the fence, you know where we're going's wrong. You know you've been lied to. You know we have a deep state. You know we have tyranny. You know they're coming after the children. You know these people are divorced from God. And the only way you're going to be fulfilled and empowered is to admit that to yourself. So, Owen Schroer is about to take over. We've got some huge guests today. I'm going to take a few days off with family to recharge and refocus. I'll be working behind the scenes. I'll be popping on the show as well for myself and the whole crew. Again, I just want to thank you one more time for your support. I just ask you to be the Paul Revere's. You know you are now. And I see you doing it. You're doing an incredible job. Take the live show and share it. Take the articles and share them. Go to InfoWars.com. Take clips out of the show. Upload them everywhere. Because we've been vindicated and humanity is awakening right now. This is the crossroads. Thank you. God bless and good luck. Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits and the Lancet Medical Journal admits that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, try iodine exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. buy yourself a Faraday cage, super male vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants. Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists in their own words plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Speak, the top globalists, the heads of the tech companies, the heads of big pharma, royalty are meeting secretly in Portugal. Well, not secretly anymore. Now their world government is out in the open, so they're branding it as the global elite meet in secret to save you from the AI that they themselves are deploying against humanity. The U.S. is on the verge of defaulting on the debt, but the truth is, due to the quadrillions that have been issued in U.S. currency worldwide, we're already in default via inflation. The borders are collapsing, but humanity is waking up. And that's the most important thing to understand. This is a global problem. It's the new world order. But as I said earlier, the good news is humanity is waking up to what's happening. We'll have live coverage this week and next week through the Bilderberg meeting this weekend. We're going to have some reporters we're going to be interviewing that are on the ground there and more. But we already know the New World Order's agenda because they tell us through the Davos Group and through the Carnegie, Ford, and, of course, Rockefeller foundations. Their plan is total planetary enslavement, a worldwide cashless society, so they can then slowly turn off the resources with the social credit score and control our lives to an extent that is almost unimaginably wicked and diabolical. I'm going to hand the baton now to the great Owen Schroyer, who with his crew last week knocked it out of the park at the Texas border. That special guest and more coming up. And next week is going to be jam-packed with massive guests just like this week. Remember, you are the Paul Revere's. Only through you, the tip of the spear, can we defeat the enemy. When I say that, I'm not patting you on the head. Ladies and gentlemen, they hate this broadcast because they hate you. And they know this is one of the main, if not the dominant focal point against their agenda. We're promoting truth and justice and freedom. We're promoting God, country, and family. We're promoting prosperity and security. They're promoting pure, absolute death. Reject the New World Order and embrace God. Now, Owen Schroyer from the ATX headquarters takes over.
All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen, live. Owen Schroyer hosting the Alex Jones Show. We got a lot of news to cover today. We've got guest Jane Ruby in the third hour, Dr. Jane Ruby. And then our fourth hour host, Jay Dyer, getting into the Bilderberg meetings that have kicked off. And it would appear their main issues are how they're going to use AI against us and what they're going to do about Vladimir Putin, or how are they going to cope with the fact that Ukraine is losing that war, and the only way for them to get back their vassal state, the only way for them to get back their proxy state of Ukraine is all-out war with Russia. Are they really ready to make that move? Now, in the meantime, I've got some of the leftovers from yesterday's major whistleblower testimony from FBI agents. And there's one clip that I want to play today. We played for almost the entire show in the war room. It was probably about 2 hours of these clips. But there's one clip I think we really need to just hammer out there. And that was one of the FBI whistleblowers talking about how the FBI will crush you and the government will crush you if you dissent. I mean, that is everything. And that is the truth. And that might be a bland way of putting it, because it's more complex than that. The government itself is not an entity that can move or discriminate, but it gives individuals the power to move and discriminate against their political opposition. And that's what we've now seen from the FBI. And I guess all the people in charge now are Democrats, is what's going on. And so the whistleblowers know it's that the Democrat Party is the corrupt party. And I understand, you know, people get upset. And quite frankly, it's low-level thinking. It's a low IQ understanding of things, but I understand it. People get upset when you just tell the truth. And they'll say, well, the Republican Party did this, the Republican Party this, the Republican Party that. I'm not up here promoting the Republican Party. In fact, I don't even know, I wouldn't even call myself a Republican. I would say I'm a Republican voter just because their values more closely align with mine. But I hear the same hemming and hawing. Oh, the Republicans this, George Bush that. Yeah, okay, I know. I'm not dealing with George Bush right now. I'm not dealing with Republicans trying to destroy my country right now. It's the damn dirty Democrats. But it's this thing that they cling to, and it's liberals, and this is why now they support war, because they cannot move on with the times. Sure, maybe the Republican Party was the source of most of the evil in this country at a different time. It's not. It's the Democrats. They now run everything. They are the source for all World Economic Forum agendas, for all, well, I mean, just look at what's going on in Democrat-run cities. Just look at what's going on in the country now that the Democrats have the White House. And the Democrats are the source. The Democrat Party is the source for all anti-American discrimination and persecution in this country. And that's why the whistleblowers refused to go to Democrats. And so the Democrats sat up there at the hearing yesterday and they said, you need to give us access to your whistleblowers. You need to give us access to everything. And Jim Jordan, the chair of the committee, said, no, we don't. And they don't want to go to you because they don't trust you. They've seen behind the curtains. They know it's the Democrats running all the persecution. They know it's the Democrats that are totally lawless. They know it's just an average Democrat that just has abandoned all morals, all integrity, honesty. So yeah, why would these FBI whistleblowers go to the very Democrats who are the ones destroying the country? Why would these FBI whistleblowers go to the very Democrats that are trying to destroy their lives? So I'm going to make sure we play that clip, and I got a stack of news on that. I mean, at this point, Joe Biden is beyond a joke. Do you even bother covering it anymore? They already had to shorten his trip to Japan because they know he can't be overseas for too long without whatever special medical care he needs. Again, he's got his little cheat sheet there, but okay, that's just what Biden needs. He almost falls down a flight of steps with his rigid, unorthodox walking style. He can't open an umbrella. So the whole thing is just an embarrassment at this point. And they're going to run him again, and they're going to take the nomination from RFK, and they're going to give it to Joe Biden, and you're going to witness it all. Now, the good news in all of this, folks, even the average stubborn liberal progressive Democrat is starting to admit what's really going on here, is starting to admit not just the failure that Joe Biden is, but the absolute corruption that has come from his administration and when he was vice president. It's just undeniable at this point. So we'll have more of that. Now, why are they canceling gay pride parades in Florida? Why are they canceling gay pride parades in Florida? Well, we'll tell you about that. The American left and Democrats tried to start a race war over a white pregnant nurse renting a bike that black men tried to steal from her. So the black men that tried to steal a bike from a pregnant white nurse were then the victims, and the white lady was the bad guy, even though she was the one that rented the bike. She's now produced the receipts. But you know, it's funny, through all that haze, it was actually one of our crew members that had the most poignant response to this. Oh, and we've got the libtarded climate change activists blocking the road in London again. People are getting sick of that, too. Nowadays, you block these people trying to get to work, they get out of their car, and, well, let's just say they give you the old what for.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, try iodine exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
Soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
I want you all to know something. Alex Jones was right.
Alex is right about far more than he's wrong.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
I don't care how you slice it, dice it, flip it up, or rub it down. Alex Jones was right.
Think about how frustrated we are if you've been awake for a year or two. Imagine being like an Alex Jones or those guys who've been awake for like decades.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Alex Jones never bought the Russia hoax. Not for a second.
You are one of the great thinkers of this.
You are a martyr to the First Amendment.
The government fears Alex Jones.
That's why the globalists hate me, is because I'm exposing their corporate worldwide tyranny.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out. The gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Orange Warrior, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Corruption, weaponization, any kind of misconduct that exists with the American people.
It doesn't solve it. But the FBI will crush you. This government will crush you and your family. If you try to expose the truth about things that they are doing that are wrong. And we are all examples of that.
I can't think of a more sobering way to end a hearing. I yield back.
FBI whistleblower Garrett O. Boyle. The FBI will crush you. The government will crush you. Oh, believe me, I have been on the receiving end of these crushing efforts. But who to tell you more than insiders that have dealt with it themselves? And it's Democrats running the whole thing, folks. Understand that. These are not conservatives. These are not patriots. These are liberals. These are progressives. These are Democrats. These are anti-American communists. These are hate-filled degenerates. And anybody that has any inkling of integrity or honesty or patriotism or faith in God, they hate you. It is their driving motivation to crush you. This is the reality of what we're dealing with. And boy, oh boy, was yesterday's congressional hearing. I mean, the only failure in it is that 300+ million Americans didn't see it. The only failure in it is that not every American will hear that and understand what is being voiced in the concerns from these FBI whistleblowers. And when you understand why they didn't go to a single Democrat on the committee, you understand everything. Because they know where the source of evil is coming from. They know where the source of political persecution is coming from. They know what political party has weaponized the FBI. And again, I get it. Oh, but George Bush did the Patriot Act. George Bush. I'm not talking about George Bush. I'm talking about what's going on today. Put aside your hatred for George Bush and come to the current timetable, please. They will crush you if you try to expose the truth. FBI whistleblower Garrett O. Boyle ends hearing with chilling warning on FBI tyranny and abuse. Every American should hear that And it's really just time to shut down the FBI. FBI suddenly dropped four investigations into Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton ahead of 2016 election. That came out in the Durham report. And that whole thing with Comey was all a smokescreen. Comey was always the Democrat operative. And so they did a fake investigation with James Comey, and then he came out and said, oh, I did an investigation. There's nothing to see here. Well, now we look at it. They didn't do the investigation, and there was something to see there, and they buried it. Always protecting their own. Conservative Wyoming Representative Harriet Hegman goes off on corrupt FBI and Department of Justice at whistleblower hearing. I will name names. Yeah, I'm hoping this committee is going to do things that are long, long, long overdue. Now, I'm not going to be betting my bottom dollar on it. I'm not going to be holding my breath. But we've heard from multiple members of the Republican-led House now, including on the Weaponization of Government Committee and the Oversight Committee. They sound more like the average American than I've ever heard saying, look, we understand people that are going to listen to this and they're going to think to themselves, why should I care? Nothing will ever get done. We feel the same way. We're going to try to change that. That was Kat Kamick yesterday. That was Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday. That was Harriet Hegman yesterday. Expressing what we have felt for a long, long time. When are the real criminals going to be held to justice? Former FBI special agent left homeless after blowing the whistle on FBI and DOJ, gives powerful testimony on abuses of power and weaponization. And that's what the left wants. If you don't join their cult, they want you homeless and starving out on the streets. Dirty FBI revoked security clearances of whistleblowers before congressional testimony. But 51 signatories of bogus Hunter Biden laptop letters still have theirs. So they openly lie. They all knew they lied about the Hunter Biden laptop. They get to keep their jobs. But if you blow the whistle on corruption, you lose yours. This is what leftists do. Communists, authoritarians, control freaks. Democrat Stacey Plaskett defends FBI for targeting white Christian males and for threatening violence at whistleblower hearing. They are obsessed with their anti-white bigotry. They are obsessed with their hatred for white people. But the truth is, that's just their scapegoat. That's just their scarecrow. That's just their straw man. You'll notice this if you haven't already. Whenever a liberal progressive Democrat has nowhere to go in a debate, whenever a liberal progressive Democrat has nowhere to go with actual facts or information or knowledge or intelligence or philosophy or logic or anything, what do? You're a racist. You're a white supremacist. That's all they have. And it really, again, just exposes how low their IQ is. Now, here's an interesting thing. People have noticed now it's the same FBI agent they're sending on these persecution house calls. And recently, you had FBI agents Ashley Roberts and Kathleen Brown went to a pro-life activist's house, Elise Ketch. Now, she's a progressive. She's a lefty. She runs the Progressives Against Abortion group. Because, yes, even liberals and progressives know that killing a baby should be murder. And so Ashley Roberts is the FBI agent that showed up at her house. And it turns out Ashley Roberts is the same FBI agent as Kyle Serafin, one of the FBI whistleblowers, was reporting last year, who showed up at one of his colleagues' house to harass him. So you see, they hire people that are either too low IQ to understand what they're doing, or they hire people they know are hardcore leftists that will love to be part of this political persecution. They love it. They have hatred in their heart. And so if they have the government power and a badge to go after those that they hate, they will do so. Now, which example is Ashley Roberts? Is she just a useful idiot being used by the FBI? Or is she having a good time politically persecuting enemies of the Democrat Party. Same agent. Now, this issue with racism in the country is actually getting interesting because the truth is most people don't care about your skin color. Most people don't give a damn about your skin color. And if you believe racism exists, then there's nothing you're ever going to be able to do to fix that. And quite frankly, you just shouldn't even care because it shouldn't even affect your life. But the left is bringing it back in multiple ways. They're bringing it back into the consciousness as a political weapon, but they're also bringing it back as these lefties actually hate white people. And they actually want to make a systemic racism aimed against white people. But now Jamal Bowman and Cori Bush and everybody else are calling Marjorie Taylor Greene a white supremacist. All over. They're all over D.C. They're all over on the internet. They're all over on TV. Marjorie Taylor Greene is a white supremacist. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene is not being affected by this at all, and I'm glad that she's not. But think about it. Think about it. Why do they do this? Why do they lie and call Marjorie Taylor Greene a white supremacist? Well, one, because they can't have a real debate on policy, on issues, on facts, so they go to that. But two, this is also left-wing terrorism, folks. This is left-wing terrorism. They want to label their opposition the most degrading names. They want to put their opposition into a position of the most sordid and despicable people in our civilization when it's not accurate. Yes, Jamal Bowman, Cori Bush, and other Democrats accusing Marjorie Taylor Greene of being a white supremacist, they are trying to get her hurt. They are trying to get her killed. They want black people to hate her and commit crimes against her. And when it happens, they won't be held accountable. But Marjorie Taylor Greene has been swatted 6 times, probably by Democrats. Now, the same Democrat activist groups said that you should be charged for murder if you do a false SWAT raid on somebody when their paid opposition, little Harry Sissy, got a fake SWAT raid at his house, allegedly. They said you should be tried for murder. So who did the fake SWAT raids on Marjorie Taylor Greene's house? Somebody motivated by Jamal Bowman?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so funny about that place.
Why is it that Democrats get to commit defamation on a regular basis without any punishment ever? You ever wondered that? Let's give you an example. Representative Bowman and Cori Bush and others have been calling Marjorie Taylor Greene a white supremacist all day long. That just shows you how effective Marjorie Taylor Greene is, really. If that's a measuring stick for anything, it's that Marjorie Taylor Greene is extremely effective and a huge threat to the Democrat Party lies, the Democrat Party control, and the Democrat Party criminal operation. Marjorie Taylor Greene actually might be their biggest threat. Marjorie Taylor Greene might be the biggest threat to the corrupt criminal Democrat Party. And so what do? White supremacist, white supremacist, white supremacist. It's just totally absurd. And it is defamation. 100% defamation. But Democrats are allowed to commit defamation. It's part of their makeup. And they never face justice. But does that go two ways? Is that a two-way street? One of the crew was pointing out that Bowman puts off the same vibes as Democrat Senator Raphael Warnock, who ran over his wife with his car and whose wife is on a police body cam crying, alleging abuse. Now, if that was a Republican, of course, they would never get into office. But because it's a Democrat that runs over his wife with a car, and because it's a Democrat wife crying on the police body cam footage about the spousal abuse, that's all good. That's all good. But how would Jamal Bowman like it if I decided to come out and say he is a woman beater? How would Jamal Bowman like it if the Republicans decided to just all come out and call him a woman beater? Jamal Bowman is a woman beater. Jamal Bowman is a female abuser. Now, I don't have any evidence of that. But I don't like his politics and I want bad things to happen to him, so I'm just going to call him a woman beater. Now, I'm not actually calling Jamal Bowman a woman beater. I'm making an example here because, you see, I don't want to defame somebody. But Jamal Bowman can defame Marjorie Taylor Greene all day long. But how would you like it, Jamal? How would you like it if the Republican Party and the conservative media all decided to start calling you a woman beater? Would you like that? Would you like to be defamed like that? Would you like an entire movement of people to lie about you like that? Oh yeah, the fake arrests. These fake arrests that they do with AOC, they pretend that they get arrested when they show up in D.C. It's all fake. Bowman's done it too. But now they've done the same thing to this woman nurse, and the news is still lying about her, and now the hospital has suspended her. So imagine this. You're a pregnant nurse. You get off a 12-hour shift. You go rent a bike to ride home. A group of young black men come up and try to steal your bike and film you and laugh and hem and haw at you. You get a little upset for obvious reasons, and then somehow you become a racist and you're the bad guy, and the people that tried to steal your bike are the good guys. And now you're on leave and everybody's calling you a racist. Even after you've produced the receipts that you indeed paid for the bike. And now you have leftists threatening her. Why? Because bigots, because racists like Tariq Nasheed and others said she's a white supremacist. They called her a mayo monkey. So now she deals with death threats and loses her job when she was the victim. And then I have to sit here and be told how white people are racist? I have to sit here and be told how black people are the victims all the time? Where you just watched a black man steal a bite from a white woman and he's the good guy and the victim's the bad guy? Clown world stuff. Now I'm going to come back to this because actually the point here has been entirely missed. And it just shows you how obsessed with skin color liberals are. That's all they can think about now.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
No, I'm not defaming Representative Jamal Bowman because I'm calling him a woman beater. No, I'm just making an example. Jamal Bowman gets to make things up and call Marjorie Taylor Greene a white supremacist, and he doesn't get sued for defamation. So why can't people just make something up about Jamal Bowman that he beats wives? And beats women and beats pregnant women. I mean, so, but there's a reason, because that's called defamation. That's illegal. So I'm not actually doing it. I'm making a point. I'm showing you how it's a one-way street. Democrats, liberals, progressives can lie and slander and smear and defame all day long. All day long, no punishment. But you know, if I decided to take a real effort, not just make a case example here, Or Marjorie Taylor Greene or Republicans in the House or members of the mainstream media said, hey, let's go after Jamal Bowman like they're doing to Marjorie Taylor Greene. Just all these Democrats calling her a white supremacist now. They're calling her a racist. She's not. It's like, oh, let's just go after Jamal Bowman. Let's call him a woman beater. Let's call him a child abuser. Well, he wouldn't like that. He'd obviously be upset. He doesn't like being lied to about that. But Jamal, you do that every day. You do that about Marjorie Taylor Greene. And you know you're lying about her. But see, it's the same thing. Why didn't the FBI whistleblowers go to the Democrats? Why didn't the FBI whistleblowers approach a single Democrat in Congress? Because everybody knows now, Democrats are scumbags. Everybody knows it now. They will lie about you. They will persecute you. They will crush you. They will take your children. They will indoctrinate your children. They will abuse your children. They will censor you. They will silence you. They will arrest you. Or as the FBI whistleblower said, they will crush you. But you know what? The pendulum has a weird way of swinging back. Karma has a weird way of hitting you in the face. So keep it up, Democrats. Keep lying every day. Keep lying every time you open your mouth. Keep lying every time you go under oath. Continue lying. Continue to show the American people what you are and who you are. I applaud it. Because people are sick and damn tired of it. Keep calling Marjorie Taylor Greene a white supremacist. Keep calling Republicans racist. Because you know what's happening? You know what's happening? Black people in America are looking around and they're saying, you know what? You keep telling me to be mad at Whitey here, but I'm looking around in my town and all I see is dirty Democrats. You keep telling me to hate my white brother. All I see is Democrats crushing me. All I see is Democrats destroying my family. All I see is Democrats destroying my cities, destroying my schools. And they're the ones telling me to hate the white man? Huh. I think I'm getting onto something here. I think Democrats are the bad guy. I think Democrats are the problem. I think Democrats are the real racists. And this story out of New York with the nurse is a perfect example. Now, again, is there a racial element to this? Is there a racial element to this that these black kids wanted to target a white woman? Is there a racial element to this, that this white woman felt intimidated because of a group of black kids trying to steal her bike? I don't know, but everything went sideways when this woman got lied about and continues to be lied about and is now getting death threats and has been put on leave from her job when she's the victim of a crime. Imagine that. You are the victim of a crime. You are the victim of a crime and you get punished. Welcome to being a white person in Democrat America. But you know what's funny? It's actually not funny. It's sad. My crew member, Rob, had the response to this that probably should have been the only response to this. And in fact, if he wants to open up a mic and comment on this, I'm just sharing his tweet right here. I'll quote directly. If chivalry wasn't almost dead, this wouldn't have happened. They should have paid for her ride and said, thank you for what you do. Fatherless homes lead to stupid race-baiting situations like this. Now, I don't know the background of these black kids that stole her bike, but isn't that right? I see him getting set up on the mic here. How is that not the first response? I mean, honestly, it's kind of sad, and I know Rob is the same way. Whenever I see a woman approaching a door and I can hold the door for her, I open that door and hold it every single time. And you know why I do that? I do that for my mother. I do that for my mother because I hope my mother has chivalry in her life. And I want to be a reflection of my mother and how she raised me. So I open the door for women all the time. And you know what's sad? And I'll start with Rob this way. Let me know when his mic is ready. You know what's sad? I mean, at least half the time when I hold the door open for a woman, they are so shocked. They are so stunned that a man would hold the door for a woman, especially if you maybe wait like 5 seconds when they're a little couple steps away and you wait there and you're holding it and you're saying yes. They're like, oh my gosh. Particularly, I would say older women. Younger women, maybe not so much. You hold the door open for an older woman, and I'm not trying to be, you know, crass here, but, you know, an older woman, like 40 or above, you're still beautiful. But no, you hold the door open for a woman 40 or above, her jaw like hits the floor. She can't believe that there's any chivalry left. So this is exactly the correct response, Rob, and I'm so glad when you put it up, I was like, how did I miss this? I mean, that's it. Why isn't this woman, oh, please, you have the bike. Please, you take the bike. Please, thank you. What happened to appreciate the nurses, Rob?
Man, that's exactly how I feel. It's like chivalry is, I wanted to say if chivalry wasn't dead, and I had to say almost dead, because there is people like me and you out there who, well, honestly, we thrive. We want to open doors for women, no matter their age. It's like our society has been robbed of good men. We're almost non-existent, and we have to have that ideology. It's like, hey, it's that simple. The whole situation could have been avoided if they would have been like, oh, you know what? Yeah, you're right. He could have said like, you know what? I'm going to cancel it. You want to put your card on there? But it's just so much easier that everything would have been washed away. If you'd have been like, you know what? And you know me, I do favor, you know, certain women, and I think all women are beautiful, but a pregnant woman sitting there after 12 hours of work, nurses have a very difficult job as it is. And then you have a pregnant nurse. Like, I don't want to. Anybody takes the wrong way, but you know, when your hormones are a little wild in, you act a little differently, and they have to understand. It's like, you know what? Where was that empathy? That's really what we're lacking. And I just don't understand how obvious this situation is, but yet the media just is able to take advantage of it. Now this poor lady is out of a job in hiding for what? For a $7, $8, $9 bill?
Well, like, and two, I mean, cause I completely miss it. It's like you saw it. I missed it. But it just shows you how fake the liberals are. What happened to believe all women? What happened to believe all women? Or how about what happened to appreciate the nurses? Remember? I mean, they saved our lives during COVID, the greatest people of all time. Yeah. What happened? So, I mean, it just shows how they don't believe any of the crap they're selling you. They know they're selling you hogwash.
And they're fine with it. That's the biggest problem. And all these people who say, oh, I'm anti-government, I'm anti-news, I'm anti-everything. And then the first thing they see on TV, they run with. And now, you know, they're part of the problem. And I mean, can you imagine if the TV was out for, you know, 2-3 months, how people would be able to look what COVID did to people. It gave time to do research. And it's like after that was gone, it's like, you know what? No, all this is gone. Okay. Let's just get back to the chaos, the lunacy. It's just racism. This is just gaslighting. all while Joe Biden blew up Nord Stream 2. But hey, we're going to fight over a Lime scooter right now. This doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And by the way, I mean, I haven't seen any personal details about this woman, but, the odds are she's a liberal. The odds are she's a Democrat liberal voter. Probably not anymore after this, my guess is. And, I'm not trying to put Rob on the spot here, but, let's just say, he tried to court a nice liberal girl recently. And, you know,
it didn't go very well.
Well, and, she was a little surprised that a man of the skin complexion of Rob isn't a diehard leftist liberal troll. But that's another story for another day. I think we may get Rob on air to tell that story sometime. We're out of time in this segment. Rob, thank you for joining us. But I'm telling you, isn't that it? I couldn't believe even I missed it. And Rob had it right there. It was like, none of this would have happened if these men were chivalrous and showed appreciation for a nurse and chivalry for a pregnant woman. None of this would have happened.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3 has been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info. Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. It should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions of stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface. Our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Get your motor running.
No, we really care about racism in this country. You just had three murders committed by non-whites looking to kill white people. That's the official police report. They admitted it to the police. They said, yeah, we were just trying to kill white people. Three white people dead. Media doesn't cover it. North Dakota man who ran down and killed 18-year-old for being a Republican gets reduced charge of manslaughter. Yeah, so the Marine who was protecting the innocent civilians on a train is going to probably get a bigger punishment than the guy who got behind the wheel of a car and intentionally drove down and murdered a young man. There it is. So if you're a liberal, the Justice Department, the court system is going to protect you. If you're not a liberal, you're going to get destroyed, or as the FBI whistleblower puts it, crushed. Crushed. But do you really want to be a liberal? Do you really want to sell your soul? Do you really want to be a total fraud your whole life, an embarrassment to humanity, a shame to your creator? Transgender mass shooter also targeted a cathedral. Yeah, they really don't want you to know about this trans mass shooter who is targeting Christians and murdering them and killing them. They are doing everything, and now they're suing to make sure that the manifesto never gets out. Oh, but we care about discrimination. We care about racism. Wrong-o. Wrong-o. Liberals and Democrats only pretend to care when behind that facade, they are actually the biggest racist bigots filled with hate that you've ever run into or experienced in your life. And now everybody's starting to realize that because more and more they're having to interact with these psychotics that we call Democrats. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Again, Dr. Jane Ruby coming up in the next hour. Jay Dyer is going to be covering the big Bilderberg stuff. Secret Bilderberg group to meet this weekend to discuss Ukraine, U.S. leadership, China, Russia, changes to the banking system, and artificial intelligence. That's what's on their list. It's in Lisbon. And the list and all of that is even on Drudge Report. Decades ago, they told you it didn't exist. Now it's at the top of Drudge Report with your little all-seeing eye. Yes, but you know, the truth is, folks, I don't want to go deep into this, and I'm not, but humanity is under so many layers of deception. There's centuries-old deception. I mean, really, there's like your day of deception. Then there's like your week of deception. That's like with this nurse that had the bike stolen from her. Then there's your year or years long deception. That's like Trump Russia collusion. Then you've got like your decades long deception. It's like, lone shooter killed JFK or, you know, caveman terrorists took down the Twin Towers. That's your decades-long deception. You've got your centuries-long deception. That's kind of like wars, what leads to wars, what starts wars. And the Bilderberg group and these people are kind of at that stage. They're like maybe your century-old deception. We are dealing with millennia-old deception that is even above the Bilderberg group. And this is what Fritz Springmeier would write about in Bloodlines of the Illuminati. This is when King James reversed the Bible and wrote it from left to right instead of right to left. So, I mean, I don't want to go off into all of this. It's just, even the Bilderbergers who think that they can somehow maintain control over the planet, they don't even know the deceptions that they're under, quite frankly. But see, the two things here are AI, which I don't know, at my core, just, I'm not really feeling AI as the big thing. I do think the discussion needs to be had about what it's going to do or how you could potentially contain it if this thing did become sentient and was operating in some sort of a digital life and it could just take over all of our systems. Yeah, well, okay, let's make sure that doesn't happen. But really, folks, the big one here is going to be what they're going to do about Putin. That's the big one. The big one here is what they're going to do about Putin. And they know that they either are going to have to just cut their losses and lose Ukraine as their vassal state, as their proxy state, which they don't want to do. They do child sex trafficking through there. They do the child rape videos through there. It's just true, folks. They do. They do their money laundering through there. They run about a bunch of proxy groups for wars out of there. It's a proxy state for the West. And Zelensky was supposed to be their guy to maintain it. And Putin's just had enough. So they have to, so really what the globalists, the Bilderbergers are deciding, are we just going to cut our losses in Ukraine and look for a new situation? Or do we really want to go up against Vladimir Putin and Russia, which may end up with us in a war against China and Iran and everybody in the BRICS system? So there are real power struggles going on, even in the upper echelons of the world elite. So I don't even think AI is the big one yet for them. I think it's going to be, do we really want to go to war with Russia right now, or do we just want to cut our losses with Ukraine? But Jay Dyer is going to get more into that when he hosts the fourth hour of today's Alex Jones show. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are still here fighting the good fight. The Democrat Party and the globalists thought that we would be done by now, thought that we would be off air by now. Believe me, we live in the Democrats' heads every day that we haven't been off air and shut down. And every day they scheme on their next plot to get us off the air. But with your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we're still here fighting the good fight every day. And I am currently powered by Turbo Force Plus from InfoWarsStore.com. Normally, I drink my Turbo Force Plus at about 2:30 or 3, right when I go on air and host the War Room. But when I host the Jones Show, I'll drink it usually about 11 or so. And it's strange because I noticed the difference where instead of it being like midnight or even 1 a.m. when I'm finally not feeling the effects of the Turbo Force anymore, when I take it at 11, it's usually about like 9 or 10, and you can just tell. Like, it's just so clear. It's like, wow, that was really 10 hours of energy, wasn't it? That was, I was really just energized all day, wasn't I? So that's what I'm saying. It's like, you take it in the morning, you are good to go. Good to go. Man, Turbo Force Plus, are we glad we got this back in stock? Are you glad we got this back in stock? By the way, 25% off now at InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off now. Find out why I no longer drink energy drinks. Find out why I no longer drink the high fructose corn syrup, processed sugar, tasting like battery acid energy drinks, and get yourself a canister of Turbo Force Plus. Tastes great. 10 hours clean energy. InfoWarsStore.com. 25% off while supplies last.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste. 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together that supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
I want to thank all of you over the years who have supported InfoWars financially and with word of mouth and prayer. All the success that we've had together against the globalists, the fact that we're not caught flat-footed during their major takeover, is because of you. Humanity has a real fighting chance. That's why I want to thank you all for buying products at InfoWarsStore.com, like books and films and supplements and water filtration, air filtration, so much more. But for those of you that want to actually give us a straight donation so we get almost 100% of the money to fund our operation during this critical time, go to InfoWarsStore.com and right at the top, you'll see a link to make a straight donation. A one-time donation of $5, $10, $50, or a recurring donation you can cancel anytime. I want to thank all you that have donated. I want to encourage those of you out there that want to support freedom to take action now and be part of the global awakening, the new renaissance that's countering the Great Reset, by going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking on the donate button and giving today. Thank you so much for your support. Please take action.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, let's news blitz this out before Dr. Jane Ruby joins me in the next hour. AP reporter blasts state Democrat. AP reporter blasts State Department after they added mandatory pronouns onto from line on State Department emails. Yes. You better put your pronouns in there. But, you know, really this idea of pronouns is bigoted too, because you're going to be excluding somebody's pronouns. So really it should just be open-ended. You shouldn't be able to select any pronouns. Just make up any word you want, any pronoun you want. Otherwise it is bigoted. Okay. All right. Get woke, go broke. Illinois, Wisconsin grocery chain practically giving away Budweiser and Bud Light. Now, the left likes to do this. The left likes to do this smokescreen and say, well, conservatives had no impact on Bud Light. They had no impact on InBev. Look at the stocks. They're fine. Well, okay, maybe their stocks haven't gone down that much, and that's fair enough. But, folks, sales have plummeted. That is very real. Sales have plummeted. I speak to people in the venue industry that do concerts and stuff, logistical stuff. They say Bud Light sales are way, way down. And they gave me the caveat of, you need to know though that beer sales have actually been going down dramatically ever since seltzers started entering the market about 4 years ago or so. Beer sales started to go down, but the drop off of Bud Light specifically now is noticeable. Concert venues, ball game stadiums, hockey arenas. And I also talk to people who manage grocery stores. I have friends that manage grocery stores here in Austin. Same thing. They're dropping the price of Bud Light 30 packs, 24 packs, everything. $2, $3, $4. They just can't even get it off the shelf, folks. They can't even get it off the shelf. And that's really saying something, because most people that drink light beer also like cheap beer. They're drinking it because it's cheap beer. So a lot of the times they'll just buy whatever the cheapest beer is, because most of it, you know, kind of tastes bad the same anyway. And they just won't buy Bud Light. So nobody's buying Bud Light anymore. And now Ted Cruz has launched an investigation into Bud Light's hiring of Dylan Mulvaney as a spokesperson to get to the bottom of whether or not this was targeting a underage audience, an under 21 audience, which is strange, because at first glance you say, well, this doesn't make sense. What does a grown man wearing a dress in a bathtub have to do with selling minors alcohol? Well, remember, I explained this when I was hosting the War Room sometime, or who knows, I don't even know, maybe it was on this show even. I talked to people in the distribution industry, and they think the reason why Bud Light did it was actually to target the youth. That was something that was told to me by somebody who's in the distribution industry. They said they think the reason Bud Light did it is they don't care about sales today or even tomorrow. They care about sales in 10 years, when the liberals have turned the next generation into a bunch of eunuchs, when the American left has turned the next generation of Americans into a bunch of gender-confused trans people. That's when they think the Bud Light sales will take off again. Now, I've talked to people inside Anheuser, Bud Light. They never suggested that that was the case, that this was just some lefties, you know, going off on a tangent, basically, trying to do their own thing. But that is an interesting thing. And the only way would be if they actually had documents or slideshows or something that said, hey, yeah, we might lose our target demographics in the year 2022, 2023 by hiring a man dressed as a woman to market our beer. But in the year 2030, when all of these kids that the left is confusing on sex and grooming on sex, when they're now old enough to buy beer, Bud Light will be their brand. Now, is that targeting an under 21 audience with your marketing as a Bud Light marketing strategy? Well, Ted Cruz wants to get to the bottom of it. So we'll be monitoring that, obviously. Now, why are gay pride parades being canceled in Florida? Why are gay pride parades being canceled in Florida? Tampa is the latest Florida city to cancel its pride parade because DeSantis outlawed stripping in front of kids. Florida pride parade canceled because it can't comply with anti-lewd law. So, Ron DeSantis, now look, in case people don't understand this, because they don't watch the news every day or InfoWars every day, or they just don't want to look at it. I don't blame you. I don't want to look at it either. But in case you haven't seen, pride parades in the last couple of years have really just turned into an open-air strip club. I mean, it's not even fair to say open-air strip club for gays or anything like that, because that's just not even fair. Most gay people want nothing to do with this. It's become an open-air strip club for sexual degenerates and perverts. And so what you see now at these shows is all kinds of different sexually deranged, perverted people getting naked, taking their genitals out, taking their breasts out, taking their ass out. And yes, we have at multiple times. Now, see, these incidents in any other rational civilization would be considered a crime. Sexual assault, sexual harassment, I mean, you name it. When you walk around in the streets with your genitals out, when you run up to police officers and grind your bare ass on them, when you run up to children and shake your junk in front of their face on the street, that's a sex crime. But, oh, it's a gay pride thing, so you can't do anything about it, bigot. And that's their whole modus operandi right there. They just want to have this shield of, oh, anything you do against LGBTQ is you're a bigot, you're the criminal. Well, they're out here, they can go out, they want to be able to rape people, rape kids, sexually assault, abuse anybody they want, and just say, LGBTQ+, gay pride, gay pride, gay pride. And they've been able to get away with it until Ron DeSantis stepped in. And what a genius move from DeSantis, because you've heard the saying, give them just enough rope to hang themselves. So all he did, he didn't cancel gay pride parades. This is the lie that the liberal media is trying to tell you. He did not cancel gay pride parades. He signed an anti-lewd act saying you can't be naked in the streets and you can't have sexual depictions in the streets at parades. So you can't have a stripper. You can't have a strip club set up a float with a couple of stripper poles on it, and then have the strippers there doing their act out on the streets. You can't do that. That's common sense. Well, that's what the gay pride parades turned into. So because they can't contain themselves. So you see, it was never about gay pride. It was never about LGBTQ rights. It was always about them getting to be sexual degenerates and deranged freaks in the streets. That's what it was always about. And so now they're canceling their pride parades because they can't sexualize kids in the streets. They can't run around naked. They can't rub their genitals in your face. They can't put their bare ass in your face. And so now they've had to cancel their parades. So chalk that one up as a win for Ron DeSantis. We just want to have a gay pride parade. Okay, fine. But no lewd sex acts in the streets. Well, now we have to cancel our gay pride parade. Oh, so it always was about sexualizing, grooming children, and being perverts and degenerates in the streets. Thanks for admitting it. Well done, Ron DeSantis.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
They decided to not perp walk him, not put him in handcuffs, not do a mugshot, because they knew that that would help Trump. Didn't they know this would backfire? We were waiting for the mugshot. We learned today they wouldn't have it, so we've made our own. And it says political prisoner with an image of President Trump. The shirt is being printed now in Texas. It'll be shipping out to you in 1 week. Political Prisoner with Trump on the front there in a mugshot jail background. It's a fundraiser shirt. It says Infowars.com on the back of the shirt. We also have Alex Jones for President. No, I'm not running for president. It's a really nice navy blue, high quality shirt. Red, white, and blue. Alex Jones for President 2024. It's a fun conversational piece and a limited edition shirt. Great way to fund the operation. So get your Alex Jones for President and Trump mugshot shirts at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol.
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
Soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
A Democrat? We know how to do it right here in Texas. Texas legislature bans transgender medical care for children. And the liberals are pissed. They want to chop those little boys' balls off. They want to chop those little girls' breasts off. And now that they can't do it, they are pissed. And it's the New York Times. The New York Times complaining about what us here in Texas like to do. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. How do you anger a liberal Democrat progressive? Hey, you can't have a strip sex show for kids in the streets. Oh, what? Come on, man. Hey, sorry, you can't chop little boys' balls off and little girls' breasts off. What? Why not? What is this bigotry? Wow, that's what angers liberals in the year 2023? Says a lot. Oh my gosh. FBI whistleblowers testify at weaponization committee. Democrats interrupt, smear, witnesses run cover for FBI. We all saw that. Well, that was a little out of sorts in my stack here, but important reminder of that from yesterday. Here you go. Do you want your daughter competing with men? Teen female cyclist can't compete after adult trans cyclist plows into her, causing concussion. Nice. Nice. British BMS cyclist Sasha Pardoe, 16 years old. Yeah, now how's that going to do? What's that going to do for a young athlete and her psyche? She can't compete in the next BMX event because of an injury caused in a collision with a trans cyclist, a man pretending to be a woman. High schooler lost a chance at 7,000 euros in a winning prize money by failing the medical clearance. Again, because a man took her out. Is that what you want? Is that what you want? It's just so ludicrous. It's just so ludicrous that anybody would say that that is acceptable or normal for a man pretending to be a woman to get to compete against girls and women in athletics. Ridiculous. Now, if you're a woman and you think you've got the abilities to compete with men, then more power to you, but that's pretty much a rare, if never, occurrence. I mean, even the best tennis players in the world have competed against amateur men tennis players. The best female tennis players in the world have competed against amateur men's tennis players, and they lose. I remember it was Annika Sorumstan, I believe, who actually did a couple PGA Tour events. That's the men's golf tour. And she did a couple of those events. She was the best golfer for the women's side for a couple of years. She tried to compete against the men. Didn't work. I'm just trying to look at examples of where women could even compete with men. I mean, Danica Patrick had a couple of years on the NASCAR circuit. I don't know if she ever had any victories. But the point is, if that's a woman thinking, hey, if I can compete with men, I'll give it a go. But now it's men that can't compete with men, so they go into the women's arena to compete with them. It's disgusting that we accept this. It's despicable that we accept this. They should either be in the Special Olympics, or if they really want to compete against their biological sex. Or, you know what? If some trans activist athlete out there really wants to make a statement, then just start trans athletes. Then just start a whole trans athlete division. If that's how you want to do it. But see, even because I remember that if you have a daughter that's an extremely skilled athlete, sometimes parents actually, when they're young, want them competing against boys. And it's funny because there were a couple of female basketball players in St. Louis. This was years ago, and their dad would bring them to the gym on men's pickup nights, and these two girls would play men's pickup ball. One of them ended up going pro. The other one played 4 years of college. So it's like, hey, if you want to be a great female athlete and you're comfortable putting your daughters out there like that, okay, well, that goes on. Completely different scenario when a man goes into the female arena. It's despicable. It's disgusting. And I can't believe anybody would support it, but here we are. Did you see the new Adidas swimsuit? Oh, yeah. I think Alex Stein might be ready. Why wouldn't Adidas hire Alex Stein, actually? New Adidas ad features man with a bulge, hairy chest, modeling female bathing suit for the Women's Pride collection. You know, I do love Alex Stein. I consider him a friend. But I gotta be honest with you. Some of the stunts he does, I would never do. All right. Like the whole putting on the women's swim. I mean, the stuff is hilarious. Tip of the cap to him. Some of the funniest stuff you'll see. I wouldn't be caught doing it, but it's funny because when I see him do that, and I've seen him shoot a couple of these in person, and it's so ridiculous. Like, that's the point. It's so ridiculous to see a grown man in a female bathing suit with the chest hair and the bulge. You're just like, I mean, this is ridiculous. It's hilarious. He's down at Barton Creek last summer, puts on a female bathing suit. There's like 300 people at Barton Creek, and they're like, what the heck is this guy doing? And he does his whole thing flopping around the water. They're like, wow, this is actually hilarious. But is this, am I supposed to take this seriously? Am I supposed to take a man in a Like, do women buy this? Who buys this now? Does a woman go out and buy this because they see a man in a female bathing suit? Does a man go out and buy a female bathing suit because they see a man in it? That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, who are they marketing to? It's time for Alex Stein to get himself a Adidas Pride male, female, one-piece bathing suit. I think the time is now. And he's the one that should be getting the marketing deals. He should be the model. Who are they marketing that to? That is just wild, whacked out stuff right there, isn't it? That is just wild, whacked out stuff if you've ever seen it before. Speaking of wild, whacked out stuff, guys, give me the B-roll of the Stop Oil protesters here. So this is the story. It seems every time one of these pops up now, whether it's Washington, D.C. or London or France, they destroy paintings and art and buildings and infrastructure. They block traffic. And now every time I see one, look at this absolute savage. This guy is going Super Saiyan on a whole group of these orange clad freaks, throwing their phones, throwing them off the streets, just wrecking their entire protest. And God love them for it. These mentally deranged freaks should not be allowed to disrupt civilization. These mentally deranged propagandized loons should not be allowed to stop actual human progress and movement on a daily basis. And they're only doing it for attention. They don't know a damn thing about climate change. They don't know a damn thing about energy. They do know a damn thing about, ooh, look at me, I'm a good liberal. That's it. Oh, one of them gets hit by the car. So here's the real question, though. How bad is this going to get? How bad is this going to get? And I'm going to make a dire warning right now that, because I don't want to see unnecessary violence here, but I'm not going to be, I'm not going to be the wrong guy. You understand? I'm not going to be the wrong guy. This is not going to be the wrong guy. Eventually, you're going to get the wrong guy, and he's either just going to run all these people over and probably kill them, or he'll get out a weapon of some sort and do serious harm to these people. And nobody's telling him to back off. And nobody's warning them that that's going to happen. And there's no law enforcement trying to get this under control. And the only steps I've seen is in Florida, where DeSantis signed a bill that if somebody is blocking the road and you run them over, you will be legally protected. If someone is intentionally blocking the road meant for cars to drive on and you get run over, that individual in the car is going to have legal protection. So, look, do your little protests, all right? I'm just telling you, you're going to wind up blocking the wrong one, and it's not going to be somebody throwing your cell phone 50 yards. It's not going to be someone tearing up your sign or throwing you to the ground. It's going to be a much more serious situation. So, you've been warned.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromine, bromide, chlorine, and so much more. Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together. That supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10 hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. BrainForce Plus is great. BrainForce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. TurboForce, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
All right, 5 minutes here before Dr. Jane Ruby joins me. I want to get a couple of news stories out here. The northern border is now being invaded. Well, I guess the word is out. Oh, could those be Russians coming in? Oh, boy, what about the Russians? I don't think they want to come here. Northern U.S. border encounters with illegals more than doubles in 7 months. This is on the northern border now. And as we've told you, as we've documented ourselves, they're overwhelming hotels in all kinds of different cities with the illegal immigrants. It's everywhere. It's probably happening in your city right now where you're tuned in. Heather Mullins caught this going on at a Ramada Inn in New York City. She confronted, because they get private armed security, by the way, just like they do down at the border. They get private armed security. You don't get a Second Amendment anymore. Illegal immigrants get private armed security paid for with your tax dollars. It's happening at a Ramada Inn in New York City. Heather Mullins confronted the officer there. It went like this.
My dispatcher told me that.
Wait, so who? Yeah, I recorded the entire thing in there, and nobody identified themselves as an employee of the hotel.
I understand. That's why I came in. I went straight to the hotel manager who runs the whole hotel, and he told me that they do want you trespass. So it was on his order.
What does want you trespass mean?
Basically means you can't come back to this property again or you'll be arrested for trespassing. Well, that's what I was trying to get to. If you go down to, like, I understand you're a reporter. If you want to go down to Denny's or do anything from there, that's not their property. You have every right to be there, but coming up here to their lot, to their hotel, you are not allowed back on this property.
So that's what you get. And this is the exact same thing that happened to us in McAllen with my crew in 2021. And we went to a bunch of different hotels where it was filled up with illegal immigrants and they kick you off property, claim you're trespassing, and then the police come up and threaten to arrest you. Now, in fairness, you know, the police, you could say, just doing their job. And they say, well, for us, the case was similar to this. He said, look, if you walk onto these hotels property, we will arrest you, but the property line ends right here. So if you want to film right here, do right here, you're free right here. You can do anything you want right here. But as soon as you cross that, we're going to be forced to arrest you. So, I mean, turnabout, perhaps fair play there. But the point is, there's more protection for the illegal immigrants than for you. And they know what they're doing is wrong. That's why they're running this protection racket. This is our footage right here from the crew. Wow, they pulled that up fast. Ace job there. But yeah, this is so you notice that we're walking on the sidewalk here, filming the illegal immigrants coming off of these vans, coming out of these vans all day long on the sidewalk because we weren't allowed on hotel property or we would be arrested. But the illegal immigrants who broke every law to come in, that's all good. That's just fine. All right, quickly here, from what they're finding in Maricopa County with voter fraud is incredible. Give me this clip here from the hearing.
As our expert will testify, this isn't a question of not getting it right. It's simply they are not physically capable of reviewing the signature, both from the standpoint of being able to do an assessment with respect to the procedures, but also with respect to the functionality of the computer, when the images, you have to scroll down to check the record signature. You don't see the scrolling down function. What that log data shows, Your Honor, is that over 274,000 ballots were approved at less than 3 seconds each. That includes one signature verifier who approved 100% of the 26,900 signatures that he verified at less than 3 seconds a signature. Maricopa's log file data shows that 11 of these signature verification workers approved 170,000 signatures at a rate of less than between 0 and 2.99 seconds with a 99.97%.
So in other words, the verification on the mail-in ballots was literally impossible. It was totally fraudulent. But you know what? What's my problem, guys? Come on. Democrats would never lie about an election. Democrats would never cheat to win an election. Democrats would never lie about the southern border. Democrats would never lie about race relations. Democrats would never lie to you. They would never lie to you. They don't lie about anything ever. They wouldn't cheat for an election victory. Of course not. Come on.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, triiodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Owen Schroyer. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Dr. Jane Ruby joins me now, drjaneruby.com, at Real Dr. Jane Ruby on Twitter. And, you know, it may seem like ancient history, everything we went through with COVID, but we can't let this slide into the history books and let all the people that committed so many crimes against humanity get away with this. And we're learning more, not just about the medical protocols from Anthony Fauci, but other hospital protocols as well. And Dr. Jane Ruby, unfortunately, what we suspected or even knew all along, that these protocols were really responsible for most of the COVID deaths, it now looks like at this point, the COVID protocols, the medical protocols, the hospital protocols, the treatment protocols, all of it, it looks like they were responsible for the vast majority of COVID deaths. Not actually COVID is what we're learning. What are your thoughts? What is your information as we learn more about this?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Great to be back with you, Owen. These hospitals are knowingly, we now know from the work of attorney Tom Rentz, as you know, that these hospitals knowingly, with intent, not only allowed people to die under these conditions, but they purposely set out a collection of actions that resulted in the deaths and then called it COVID. I mean, it's all coming out now. These hospitals, I have told a number of representatives from hospitals, Owen, that these are the killing fields. These are the atrocity is that these are people who took oaths to help people, to make them better, to promise to care for them and protect them in their most vulnerable states. And they did the extreme opposite. You know, there is a process to this, what we call the CDC death protocol. And every step along this way, Owen, is reimbursed by the federal government. So the minute you hop into a hospital, for any reason, broken arm, car accident, doesn't matter, you're going to get an obligatory nasal swab because they get reimbursed for it. And then, of course, the PCR test is fake, recalled, and you're going to get a false positive. Cha-ching. Then you're going to be isolated from your family and friends and any advocacy. So that's when the real danger begins. You're going to be given drugs that you don't want, drugs against your will, usually narcotics like midazolam and others, fentanyl. And then you're going to be really incapacitated. Your respirations are going to change and decrease. And then, oops, I guess you need remdesivir because you're positive for COVID. There are hundreds of thousands of dollars that are being spent. And I've told nurses that stayed behind, Owen, that's no excuse. You enabled the death protocol. You enabled it. You're complicit in murder.
Yeah, and look, for the whole, hey, I was just doing my job, I got bills to pay, this is a discussion that it's hard to have because we can have empathy for those people. We can understand where they're coming from, but still that doesn't give you the right. You still took part in this. We don't say, oh, well, the Nazi soldiers just doing their job. They were just doing their job. They were okay. No, that's not how we look at it at all. In fact, we look at that as the example of why you don't say, oh, I'm just doing my job. You know, I'm listening to you talk here, and I can't help but find a parallel. There's this big uproar we've seen in Congress lately because of what they call a Ticketmaster racketeering effort, where they claim that these ticket brokerage sites are basically screwing over the customers because of the ticket gouging and the high prices and everything. And while there might be something to that, the truth is, for the most part, that's just how the free market is working, and people pay 10 grand to go to a Taylor Swift concert. That's just mostly the free market working. It's not even necessarily a Ticketmaster issue. But it's funny because when I'm hearing you talk, this is the real racketeering. The real racketeering is going on in the health industry. The real racketeering is going on in the hospitals. You just described it right there. Why don't we have the same uproar in Congress over that blatant racketeering? That's not free market. That is blatant racketeering.
Look, this is the same Congress that sat silent while our military was decimated day in and day out, forced to take this poison. You have people like Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, who's grounding fighter pilots, elite fighter pilots, because they're having heart attacks and strokes. But back to the culpability. Oh, and these people know they're killing people. Little known fact about my past, I'm a nursing professor. I've taught nursing at the graduate and undergraduate level. There is no way, and I would testify to this in a court of law against these people, there's no way they don't know they're killing people, because somebody's hanging those remdesivir bags, right? And you keep hanging those medication bags with those infusions, and they keep rolling your patients out dead. You know what you're doing. There is absolutely no excuse. The nurses that stay, the doctors that stay, these people are all part of it. And their intent, because they know they're getting incentivized, they know they're getting paid for it. This is not a free market piece here. This is intent to kill, a murder for hire. I've had countless people, family members, Owen, surviving relatives, and they tell me, unbeknown to each other, they're telling me the same story with the same exact patterns, the same elements. I've had friends who were attorneys and physicians who got caught up in these hospital systems that were texting me frantically, I'm in here, I'm scared, they won't let me out, my family doesn't have any access, they took my phone. It was the same story over and over again. And here's the worst part of it. People are put in isolated rooms, Owen, to die. They're given medications that incapacitate them. Whatever consciousness they have left, they're in a cold, dark room, and they eventually die with no one, no comforting voice, no family member, not even a nurse who holds their hand and just says, I'm with you, it's going to be okay. And in fact, they hasten their death. Any nurse or doctor knows if you continue to give morphine sulfate over and over again, you're going to depress their respirations and you're going to stop their breathing. In fact, when somebody gets to 2 or 3 respirations a minute, you should stop, because you want to comfort the end of life, which is hospice, which is a totally different situation. That's with the patient's full consent. But you don't ever want to hasten it. You don't want to move it to death. That's not in our purview. That's God's purview. And these people are despicable. And Owen, I swear, I will be at the ready. I will be available for any court case that is a prosecution against these people, because they know, and I know, and I know they know, that they knew what they were doing every step along the way that killed people.
Well, and we had whistleblowers at the very front of this that were calling this out, showing the internal documents, the internal databases. So we knew that this was going on for a while. And you kind of had a good segue into my next question here, which is, so what's the next step? I mean, we had the whistleblowers at first. We had the revelations at first. There was some momentum there. We did save some lives. But now here we are 3 years later. And, you know, I mean, look, I'm guilty of it, too. I've moved on to the next story. I'm moving on to the next big issue that we're trying to juggle. How do we get the focus back onto this? And how do we, the people, seek justice for this premeditated murder that went on? Folks, 90, I don't know the exact number. It's over 90% of COVID deaths happened in a hospital. If you went to the hospital with COVID, you were going to die, were the odds.
Yeah, and they facilitated it. I'm not a legal expert, but I'm working very closely with attorney Tom Renz on this issue, and people are starting to pay attention. And what he has told me is that intent vitiates any protection they had under the PREP Act, the emergency use authorizations, and all of that. So it's time to start bringing lawsuits, either both class action or individual lawsuits against these hospitals. They are vulnerable because they knew what they were doing. And with Tom's latest revelation of his whistleblower who had a tape that revealed this, we're going to start seeing this happen very soon.
All right, I want to continue this on the other side of the break with more updates because, I mean, Tom Renz is hitting the pavement every day. You're making yourself available on this. What other sources of information or other sources of legal pushback can we find here with Dr. Jane Ruby? We'll be right back.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out. The gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR, of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Orange Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
InfoWars. Tomorrow's news today.
This is their big move. So, yeah, you say, why doesn't Biden address the disasters in the United States? He doesn't care. That's not his job. He's not the president of the United States. He's a puppet operating for the globalists.
Appetites of the autocrat cannot be appeased. They must be opposed.
And that's who
autocrats only understand one word. No, no, no.
Exactly. And that's why we say no to your vaccines.
No, you will not take my country.
We say no to you shutting down our businesses. We say no to you taking our firearms. We say no to you censoring our free speech. We say no to you selling us out to the World Health Organization. We say no to you getting us into World War III. You're right. We stand against autocrats like you, Joe Biden, and we say no. And we say no to your war.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists, in their own words, plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or Give them to the local school. This is an info war. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth, and they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Dr. Jane Ruby is our guest here on the Alex Jones Show. Owen Troyer, guest hosting today. We're talking about, really, I would say it's the legal fight now for justice. What was done to far too many people resulted in hundreds of thousands of deaths. The COVID protocols suggested by Anthony Fauci and others inside the CDC that ended up getting a lot of people killed, quite frankly. In fact, the hospital was the last place you wanted to go with COVID. That is probably was going to be the last place you ever went. And so we have all the data. We have all the information. Now, you've talked about Thomas Renz doing a great job. Obviously, you're making yourself available. What other outlets? I mean, maybe there's somebody in here that had a family member that got killed by the protocols. Maybe there's somebody in here that's a lawyer that wants to get involved with this. What other kind of outlets or outreach can you promote here so that we cannot drop the ball on this?
Sure, and let me add that we're all still vulnerable to this. There are laws on state books that extended this CDC death protocol and the supposed protections that went with it. So it's still very dangerous, Owen, to go to a hospital. But here's what I would suggest to people to start thinking about now while you can. First of all, form alliances in your family, in your neighborhood, in your community of people, and do an inventory of expertise in different areas. I'll tell you why. You want to formulate sort of alternative or maybe parallel healthcare systems. Utilize the urgent care centers because they don't have ventilators. Okay, they're not going to be incentivized. So maybe create additional forms of those urgent care centers to get more health care that won't make you vulnerable to going to a hospital. Another thing is, you know, everybody's got a little first aid kit at home, you know, with a few band-aids in it. Hey, you've got to go full bore now. There's still lots available. Get an advanced first aid kit. I've got one. I can show you many, many pictures and links to them. They open up like have a station, if you will, in a part of your house, with all kinds of advanced, items in it, like tourniquets and things to stop blood and to do suturing, because you want to stay off this industrial complex hospital grid. That's what's dangerous. These are the money hungry, greedy, you know, entities that are going to not only let you die, but and hasten your death for all for money. And then again, I'm not the legal expert here, but I am all for filing lawsuits, getting together with others in terms of filing class action suits against individual doctors that took care of you, nurses that took care of you, because they need to feel the pain, of their intent and of their just what they enabled. They know they're complicit in murder. So those are the things that I do. I have a very advanced first aid kit. It's absolutely amazing. I'm a nurse practitioner, so I'm trained to use most of it. But there are elements in these kits that can save you the danger of going to a hospital for most things. Obviously, if you need surgery emergently, but you have to go to a hospital for some of those things. But I highly urge you to be very aggressive in terms of insisting on advocacy, never being left alone, and being very careful, Owen, as to what you sign. There are documents, informed consent documents, that have unfortunately been, you know, modified to include your giving permission for general vaccines. Very, very dangerous. So you've got to read, no matter how much duress you're under, or have an advocate read before you sign, even for a simple outpatient procedure, something very minor. You'd be surprised at what they slip into these informed consents. It's really dangerous.
Yeah, and to think that that's the situation that we're in, like, you go to the hospital, maybe you need some surgery or something, and they're like, okay, first you need to sign this. Well, gee, okay, I guess I got to call my lawyer now. I guess I got to read this ridiculous document now to get, you know, my broken leg fixed up or whatever. And then you read it and it's like, yep, we can vaccinate you with whatever we want, or we can even kill you if you want. It's like, okay, well, I guess I'm not signing that. So it's sad to think that's the state of things. But before we move on to the next topics here, you know, I want to be clear that some I've met people in my life, doctors in my life, that are some of the best people ever. Best people you ever meet. I mean, brain surgeries, emergency surgeons, you know, pediatric care, all of it. Some of the best people I've ever met. But obviously there's bad people in these hospitals. Obviously there's bad people that are doctors too, because otherwise how would this have been able to go on? And so just kind of speaking to the industry in general, I mean, are there just doctors out there that just don't care? They just don't have any soul, any feeling anymore? Like, yeah, all these COVID patients come in. We know they're going to die. We know we're going to kill them. We just don't care. I'm getting my paycheck. I mean, I'm just so confused, because again, the people I've met that are doctors are good people. So how does this happen?
Well, it baffles me as well. When you think about it, I mean, even just to keep a job, for a few dollars, to know that what you're doing or what you're witnessing and being silent about is resulting in the death of other human beings in a profession that you went into for the opposite. I'm not going to make excuses for them. I've heard a number of excuses, that doctors are trained, you know, mechanistically, and that they are trained to take a direction from the CDC. Come on, you've got a brain. You wouldn't have gotten through medical school without at least some kind of a discernment in your brain. So I don't buy that. I do think a lot of it is the incentivization. I think the hospitals have turned doctors into employees and hospitalists, but some people delude themselves. I've heard nurses and doctors delude themselves into, you know, the excuse of, well, I'm in there trying to help people. At least I can warn people while I'm in there. No, you're in there enabling this hospital system to continue the death protocol, to continue forcing people on narcotics when you know they don't need them, when you know it incapacitates them. I went on record in front of the board of directors at Sarasota Memorial Hospital in February. I had the opportunity, because this is a publicly funded hospital and a publicly elected board. And I clearly came out to the board and I said, in person, you are the poster child for the killing fields that American hospitals have become. And the board of directors said to me, Dr. Ruby, you know, you are on dangerous ground. I wanted to say, no, sir, you are in dangerous ground, because you are all responsible for these deaths. It's atrocious, Owen, and there is no excuse for it.
Well, and think, though, exactly, it's not an excuse, but I think you kind of give us an idea where maybe these doctors just don't want to be fully honest with themselves, and maybe they just don't want to face the music that they're playing inside of these hospitals, which is exactly as you put it. You're now facilitating a depopulation agenda. You're now facilitating, in your part, it might be considered involuntary manslaughter, but when you look at the protocols, that's murder. That's premeditated murder. But hey, again, I'm not trying to slight doctors. That's like, I want to think the least of my problems here, trying to clean up this country. But it's like, look, I get it. You're a doctor. You're making good amounts of money. You got a nice cushy job at the hospital. You don't want to lose it. So you just kind of turn the eye the other way, pretend you don't see it, don't notice what's going on. I mean, that's my best analysis of what's going on here. And in the final 30 seconds, Dr. Jane Ruby, of this segment, before we rejoin on the next, I'll let you respond.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Owen. There are wonderful doctors and nurses, lifesavers. I've been one of them myself. This is not the entire profession. But I'm very disturbed about the silence across the majority of the profession. For those that are in these hospitals and doing this to patients, my heart breaks for patients that died in a cold,
you know,
dark
I guess
room
it's the same thing with the media. It's like, why would somebody on television lie to you? For money. Why would a doctor let murder happen? For money. I guess that's the answer.
Sold out for more than a year. We now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists in their own words plan for our future. That is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess, they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Every time I talk to you, you're either like on the border exposing the cartels and like coming under fire, or you're on the streets of some American city hanging out with drug addicts and criminals, and now you've gone to ground zero of a massive chemical spill. Are you addicted to the danger, Savannah? Have you ever considered that for a second?
No, I'm addicted to helping my fellow Americans. I'm addicted to spreading the truth. And again, I have InfoWars to thank for that. Looking back on the day, I was able to ask President Donald Trump two questions. I was so grateful because, I truly was classically trained under Alex Jones and under the InfoWars team, and I really do credit that as to why I'm able to, get these types of clips, because Alex's whole mentality was, go where the story is, go where the mainstream media refuses to. So it's not that I'm addicted to the insanity. I'm just addicted to telling the truth and helping the American people. And I really do credit Alex for, really instilling that within me early on in my career.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
All right, our next big topic here for Dr. Jane Ruby is the mRNA. And I think people need to get a better understanding of what this is all about. It wasn't just about the COVID-19 vaccines. That was just kind of the first real-world test that they did on the public. If you took an mRNA injection, if you took a COVID-19 vaccine, you were just a test subject, folks. You were essentially a lab rat for big pharmaceutical companies. And they had their whole thing tied tightly with the emergency use authorization, the fear-mongering in the media, all of it. They did it. They treated you like a lab rat. When really they were just testing this mRNA technology, it wasn't just about these COVID-19 vaccines. What are we learning about the mRNA technology? Or more importantly, what are we learning about how they used this COVID-19 scamdemic on us to test the technology on us?
Yeah, you would think that they would kind of back off a little bit because there have been so many injuries and deaths just to, you know, maintain plausible deniability. But no, they're going full speed ahead. And let me show you how. It blows my mind. They're not only pursuing more and different subtypes, supposedly, of the mRNA material, Owen, but they're developing not only maybe hundreds of new, what they call vaccines, which we know they never were, but also therapeutics. They're going to try to tell you now that we've got treatment for cancer and Lyme disease and all kinds of other chronic illnesses, right? This is a lie. Looking at the Moderna pipeline alone, you can count in one section over 50 new mRNAs. You'll see mRNA and then a four-digit number, right? And then it'll have across the line description of, you know, what it's intended for and what phase of the study it's in. Because when there are real trials, which I don't believe these are, they take them through phase one through phase three. These are, you start out, each phase has to inform the next. None of that was done for the COVID shots. None of it's being done now. It's incredible. And let me point out one other thing. The founders of BioNTech, this German couple, this is Uğur Şahin and Özlem Türeci. It's a husband-wife group. They made billions, right, for BioNTech. They founded BioNTech, the partner of Pfizer. They have come out and said they have developed an mRNA treatment for cancer, kind of like a vaccine, kind of like a treatment. It doesn't make any medical or scientific sense, but they're setting up their mRNA production manufacturing plants in Australia and Africa. This is all in the news, in the mainstream news. It's almost like, oh, and we're all living in two parallel universes where on our side, people are dying, they're injured, they're permanently disabled, they can't work anymore from taking these shots, and they all know it, and VAERS is exploding. And then the other part of the universe is, oh, it's these people like this founder couple from BioNTech that's essentially just going full speed ahead, creating more plants, manufacturing plants to produce multiple types of mRNA so they can be trillionaires, I guess. It's absolutely insane. The other hoax is this newly, I call it the agency formerly known as the FDA, this newly FDA-approved vaccine for an obscure infection called RSV, respiratory syncytial virus. They claim what this is, Owen, is it's really an imitation-type production of Novavax. In other words, you don't get the mRNA yourself. They put it into an animal or some other synthetic cell situation. They make that entity produce billions of spike proteins. Then they extract them and inject you with them. And that's essentially what this Arexv is. But here's the interesting thing. Arexv is made by GSK. GSK is one of the main sponsors of the, watch this, National Foundation of Infectious Disease. Sounds official, right? But it's really a pharmaceutical company run and paid for organization pretending to be a government organization of goodwill, warning us in October that there was going to be this incredible RSV pandemic coming during the winter that never happened. And by the way, the RSV infection is diagnosed with the, take a guess, the PCR test.
And it was caused,
PCR test.
Many of it was caused by the actual COVID protocols.
Exactly. And the symptoms are identical to the common cold. Come on. Oh, and they're using that as a smokescreen to scare people into taking yet another shot. So the new mRNAs are going to come to you in different forms. You're going to say, I'm never having another COVID-19 shot again. But you're going to get the material and the poison in many other ways if you're not careful.
Even in the food supply. And, you know, we tend to, I tend to do this too. I try to have a better perspective on things, but we can't help to kind of view everything through a political lens, right? Because we understand how politics get weaponized against us. We understand how politics is operating from the elite down. We want to reverse that. And so we tend to kind of forget a lot of times that, you know, sometimes money is just the motive here. And I look back to, I think the lady's name was Elizabeth Holmes. Guys, I hope I'm not butchering this. I think the lady's name was Elizabeth Holmes, who did like the fake cancer screening thing. Yeah. And made a bunch of money, was on the cover of all these magazines. She was the next big health, change and trend. Well, it was all a fraud. Her stuff didn't work. And I feel like there's an element of this as well. And people tend to discount that. Oh, no, it's part of the depopulization. It's part of the globalist, part of the New World Order. Well, maybe, but also, let's not forget, some people are just motivated by money. Some people just want to make a bunch of money, make millions, make billions, whatever, and they'll run this whole fraud on their own, and it might not have anything to do with politics. So where do you really see this mRNA technology going? Do you think this really is a political weaponization against the public in the health sector? Or do you think the people trying to get this to the market are just trying to get rich fast?
Well, I think it's a great question. I think it's actually a combination of all of that. I think that the pharmaceutical companies are now part of the DOD. It's part of our wayward government that we really don't have anymore. And our constitution is in suspension. But I believe that it's a combination. So they're allowing the greed and unfettered free-for-all propensity of these pharmaceutical companies. There's no oversight anymore. So they can essentially do anything they want, and they know it, for money. So they're letting that natural thing play out. And whatever the top of the food chain is, whether it's the DOD itself or the World Health Organization, which, by the way, is not a health organization, it's the military wing of the UN. If they're they're just allowing that greed to play out while their overarching agenda of depopulation, potential future enslavement, coercing people into the limited areas with limited options so that they do become slaves inadvertently. I think it's all part of helping that to play out. The greed is a great tool for the cabal to use. Come on, right? And these pharmaceutical companies are running it's like a fast bullet train. You can't stop it. There's no oversight. I mean, even Pfizer admitted in their motion to dismiss in the Brooke Jackson whistleblower case, hey, we weren't making a pharmaceutical product. We were making a military prototype. So we didn't need to do all that safety stuff. Oh, but you went through the dog and pony show and you pretended like you went through the phases of safety and efficacy in the trials, really weren't trials. So it's a combination, I think, is my answer to that.
Well, and I tend to notice too, and I'm not a Luddite. I'm not. And I actually embrace technology and innovation that makes our lives easier. But there's this understanding that, sure, I see from a lot of people, and they just say, oh, well, this is just good. We're just innovating. We're making better stuff. Stuff's gonna be well, hey, sometimes new inventions are not better. And sometimes new inventions actually end up harming a lot of people. And so I just feel like you're saying the lack of oversight here, the lack of concern, we should be a lot more critical of these new emerging health technologies. We should be way more critical of them before they get to the market and end up killing people.
Absolutely right. This is not, this is not your mother's, crossbred, watermelon with no seeds, okay? This is full-on gene editing. And it's not just to depopulate, Owen, it's to literally change the composition of human beings. And that's the scariest part of all.
Well, speaking of fruit, you won't believe what Bill Gates is doing to your fruit. We'll talk about that on the other side with Dr. Jane Ruby.
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth, the solution is laying right there in front of you, hidden in plain view. Please listen to me in the next 60 seconds. If you go to Wikipedia, it has links to the UN's own website where they admit the number one cause of cognitive disability in the world is iodine deficiency. The number one preventable cause of intellectual disability is lack of real pure iodine in the body as they bomb us with the bad halogens, bromide, chlorine, and so much more.
Upwards of 2 billion people in a Lancet Medical Journal study in 2007 worldwide have cognitive disabilities because they don't have high-quality iodine. Most iodine is bound to other elements. You don't absorb it. We have X3, all three types of the good iodine together. That supercharges your body. X3 is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It's being sold out for over 6 months for 25% off. X3, back in stock. Take action now. InfoWarsStore.com. There is a war for the future happening right now. There is a war that will control my destiny, your destiny, our children's destinies. And that war is something that we can win, but it takes dedication. It takes commitment. That's why I ask listeners respectfully to go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy great products that will enrich and empower your life while keeping us on air at the very same time. InfoWarsStore.com to get a signed or unsigned copy of my book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, Ultimate Bone Broth, back in stock, Nitric Boost, the amazing CBD oil we have that's the highest quality you're going to find anywhere at more than half off. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, some of the very best products. And a lot of you have never shopped at InfoWarsStore. You've been watching for years, you've been listening for years, but you've never taken the step to go to InfoWarsStore. These are great products that really work and are amazing. Plus, they keep us on air. So again, please take action. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Turbo Force is back, sold out for 8 months, and it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brain Force Plus is great. Brain Force Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted, InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Jungle? Or did we just make it look different? Final segment here with Dr. Jane Ruby. And I told you, you won't believe what Bill Gates is doing to your fruit. Dr. Jane Ruby will tell us now. I suppose not shocked when I heard this, but it's just Bill Gates every damn time? I mean, it used to be Monsanto was always behind all of this crap. Now it's Bill Gates. What is Bill Gates doing to our fruit? What is Bill Gates' plan for our fruit? Dr. Jane Ruby.
Well, Owen, this guy has way too much money and way too much time on his hands, and he's an evil person. Otherwise, it could be used for good. But he actually founded a company, and people tried to argue with me about this, but actually when you dig deeper, he founded a company called Apeel, A-P-E-E-L. I want people to remember that name. It was technically founded by a WEF, you know, young, you know, up-and-coming darling named James Rogers in 2012. But James got his first $100,000 grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and then thereafter, Gates and Microsoft have funded over $110 million in funds raised for this company. Now, it's not to be confused with some UK chemical company. This was going around social media for a while, and I need to correct it. It was some chemical cleaning fluid, unfortunately of the same name. So people got confused. But nevertheless, it is definitely dangerous. This is a fruit and vegetable coating. And let me warn you, it can't be rubbed off, washed off, scraped off. And it is, you just can't get rid of this stuff. And they're putting it in everything. So prepared foods in your grocery stores, so you think you're going to avoid it? What do you think they're using? They're using their own produce. They're going to put it in pet food. And, of course, our pets are little. They have a smaller body surface area. They're going to get sicker faster and die faster. And that's what they want to do. They just want to damage everybody. So here's the deal on Apeel. They claim it's innocent, that it's made from the skins and the stems of fruits and vegetables. What could be bad with that? But they neglect to tell you, Owen, they're made using trans fatty acids, mono and diglycerides. And what your body does is construct triglycerides with those in its most innocent form. But those are the kinds of glycerides that advance heart attacks and strokes, atherosclerosis, which is a, you know, collection of fatty acids in the blood, the lining of the blood, you know, your vessels, which cause your heart attacks and strokes. So it's not innocent. And then the way they distill it is by using heavy chemicals and toxic materials that leave their residuals behind. So here's what happened recently. Apeel partnered with a large lemon-lime distributor called Limonera. Okay, this company's stock was tanking. And what ended up happening is they've now got the sort of one of the major worldwide rights with Apeel to spray millions of lemons and limes. And in fact, the CEO, Harold Edwards, of this Limonera, claims that his goal now, I'm sure it'll help his stock, but his goal is to spray every lemon in the world, Owen.
Well, this is like, people need to understand this.
Yeah.
If you have rats in your house, you want to get rid of the rats, or cockroaches. You want to get rid of the cockroaches. And so you use poisons to get rid of the unwanted pests. That's, I feel like, how Bill Gates views the average person. That's how I think the political elite, and that's how the globalists, World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab's types, that's how they view us, folks. We're the cockroaches. We're the pests that they're trying to get poisoned to die. That's how this feels to me. Now, there's two questions that I have that I want you to answer here in the last 5 minutes, and I'll just ask them to you now for the sake of time. One, why can't we wipe this stuff off fruit? What makes it impossible to wipe off? And then two, what I've noticed is all their new weapons seem to be going after our hearts. All their new weapons seem to be targeting the hearts. Humans are not easy to kill. Have they learned that just all-out attack on the heart is the best way to try to wipe us out?
Well, I'll take that question first. As a cardiac nurse practitioner specialist, I can tell you that the heart, you know, the heart and lungs are really one system. But yes, if you damage the heart, I mean, think about it. Everything is dependent on your circulatory system, and your heart is responsible for moving, you know, blood, oxygen, nutrients, all kinds of things, healing elements, valuable lymph materials to keep you healthy through your system. So you attack the heart, you're going to disable people quickly, and you're probably going to kill a lot of people. So it's very astute of you to make that connection to the heart. But in general, I do think it's about taking people out And I also think it's about disabling the rest of the population so that, you know, we wipe out the middle class. We wipe out all that's beautiful about America, which is, you know, working hard and creating our own value and wealth, and health on our own. They want us to be dependent. But getting back to the technical aspects of APL and why can't you wipe it off or wash it off? You know, the insight of that question is brilliant because when you think about it, that's intentional. If you really wanted to use something innocuous and safe, you would formulate it so that people would have a choice or they could peel it off. Maybe it's in a sort of a container that had that ability to prevent rotting, maybe that prevented oxidation and, you know, bruising and things like that. But no, we have a chemical here that is sprayed, literally liquid spray on, but adheres to it. Most likely soaks into it, right? And we're not stopping. Let me let you know. They're not stopping at lemons and limes and avocados. Those are the first fruits and vegetables to be hit. They are going to go after strawberries, asparagus. And when you start to hit very delicate skins like strawberries, raspberries, asparagus, it's going in, my friend. I mean, it's 100% going in. It might take a little bit longer with the peels of lemons and limes are incredibly valuable to your health. There are people that have advised us, you know, freeze your lemons and limes and then just shave those peels into your food because there are health benefits to it, health maintenance benefits, improvements if you're under cancer treatment. It's just absolutely amazing. So what they've done is they're kind of boxing us in. They're damaging the food, making you sick with this, you know, as you said, this new wonderful technology, and then not, you know, precluding you from being able to protect yourself from it. So I say, get yourself off their grid. Get yourself off the dependence of these major, you know, food producers and these big box grocery stores. You've got options. Grow your own. You can grow them even inside your own environment, inside your own house, depending on, you know, you don't have to be in Florida or in the tropics. You can do a lot of different things. You can make friends with farmers and say, listen, I want direct from your field. I want to buy direct from your field. Those are the kinds of things that people should be doing now to protect ourselves, Owen, so we can get through this period.
So we can control them. Yeah, I would say just to expand on that, either befriend local farmers, get, you know who's like-minded at your local farmer's market, or like you said, just start growing your own stuff. It's easier than you might expect, especially with some of the new technology we have with hydroponics and aquaponics. I mean, even just a raised garden that gets like 4 or 5 hours of sunlight a day, you'd be amazed at how much produce you can get. So the food supply is completely under attack. Well, Dr. Jane Ruby, this has been an incredible hour with you. I thank you for your time. Any closing statements or anything else you want to let people know how they can follow you and get in touch with you in the last 90 seconds here?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Owen. It's always great to be back on InfoWars. I would say that people could find me mostly on my Rumble channel. That's rumble.com/drjaneruby. Everything I do gets uploaded there. And also you can find me on Band Video because a lot of folks are with me there and it's exciting to be back with you guys. So that's that part of it. In terms of my last parting words, guys, start to think now. Plan now. Think about if you had to be off of these major corporate grids for 12 months, what would you do? Sit down with your family. Start to make a list. What do I need for energy? You've got all kinds of resources like InfoWars Store and other great patriotic businesses that are trying to help you right now. So make a list of what you need. Energy, healthcare, you know, keeping the house safe, your protection, your security, your energy, all those kinds of things. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to help people help themselves, Owen. It's been a pleasure and an honor.
And thank you. And ladies and gentlemen, we will upload this entire interview to band.video. I'm also going to upload this, just the separate segments as well, the ones that are topical. So be sure to share this information with your friends and family. And folks, look, this is why we sell water filters. This is why we sell the supplements, because we want you to live healthy lives. I'm a perfect example. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you for your time.
Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, tri-iodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand. Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Final segment for me here before the great Jay Dyer takes over. He's going to be talking about what the Bilderbergers are up to. I want to address something here. And given my background in sports, I think it's appropriate. Let me give a little context. There is a young basketball player named Ja Morant. He is certainly one of the more talented young basketball players in the league. And just so you understand any bias from me here, I actually can't stand the guy. I think he's an arrogant young punk, and I don't like what he's doing to the game of basketball because I play a lot of ball with young kids, high school kids, college kids, and they try to play like this guy, and it's not pure basketball to me. They throw themselves around. They're going to get themselves hurt. They're going to get other people hurt. I've seen it too many times. And whenever I see these kids talking about how good Ja Morant is or these other young players, I kind of just shake my head, and I'm like, yeah, you really have no idea what basketball greatness is if you think that's greatness. But this is just context, young basketball player. Now, this season has been riddled with personal issues for him. He's had an incident at a park where allegedly he pulled a gun on somebody in self-defense or his friend had it. He had other incidents following that where he's flashing guns in Instagram videos and Facebook videos. The league took action. And recently, this is now in the off-season. He's in the off-season now. He was in another video with his friend, again, flashing a gun. And so the media is coming after him. The league is coming after him. And liberals are coming after him. Now, I'm noticing something extremely ironic in the attacks against Morant, who, again, I'm not really a fan of. I can't really stand the guy personally. However, he does have a Second Amendment right. And being stupid is not illegal. Now, if the NBA is concerned with their image for obvious reasons, you can understand that. And they're talking about maybe suspending him for an entire season. And if Nike is concerned with their image, which you could understand that, they're talking about dropping his shoe deal. But, you know, I'm finding something extremely ironic here that nobody else seems to want to mention. And you've got liberals in the sports media virtue signaling, I won't let my kids watch Ja Morant. I won't let them buy his shoes. Oh, but when it's made by a Chinese slave for 10 cents or a nickel and you pay $500 for it, that's okay, though. That's okay. But Ja Morant doing silly things with a gun, that's where you draw the line. Oh, okay. And you've got good liberal Jameel Hill. Ja Morant failed the common sense test, and for that he deserves a lengthy suspicion. She writes this for The Atlantic. The Nike app no longer features Ja Morant's signature shoe. There's rumors they may try to dump him. And now the Blexit. Now, okay, so like nobody's coming out in support of Morant here, which, again, I find ironic. Now, Blexit, this is a genius move by Blexit, by the way. Even if maybe they don't even completely politically agree with the stance here, just to counter all the attacks against Ja Morant, genius move. They came out in support of Ja Morant and his Second Amendment rights and the demonization of the image of guns. Now here's what I find ironic. Again, I'm no fan of Morant, but he has a Second Amendment right, as anybody else does. And being stupid is not illegal. Now, if the NBA wants to have some sort of protocol where you're not even allowed to be seen with a gun, then they can go ahead and become that Second Amendment, anti-Second Amendment. But again, here's the great irony. Of all the hemming and hawing about Ja Morant with a gun, of all the hemming and hawing about, oh, you're stupid for showing off a gun, wait a second. Are you going to stop playing rap music at basketball games? Are you going to stop having rap stars and hip-hop stars who sing and do their music about having guns and killing cops? All their music videos feature guns showing off their guns? I'm a little confused here. Why is it that Ja Morant, with a image of a gun, holding a gun in a silly little Instagram video, why is that the big problem? You guys promote that in all of your culture. All the music you put on TV, all the music you play on the radio, you play in the arenas, the stars you have on the side of the court. But Ja Morant is where you draw the line? Please. Nothing more but virtue signaling anti-Second Amendment from the left.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form for a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism. Get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. And today we're going to be talking about one of those classic elite meetings, those steering committee level meetings that we've been covering so consistently in the last several years from many, many books. This is, I guess, going on over 2 years now of hosting the fourth hour of Alex Jones. And so really honored and really happy to be here. I love doing this. I love talking about boiling down these topics. And we want to know the history of Bilderberg because it's going on right now in Lisbon, Portugal. And what's wild is that this year it's beginning to really be kind of talked about in mainstream media. Not every mainstream media outlet, but I noticed CNBC, Fox News, they're all covering Bilderberg this year. And they're talking about the 130 or so participants who are this year all from the realm of AI. So we have CEOs from all of the big OpenAI, from Google, Microsoft, Eric Schmidt, these kinds of characters. And a lot of these people have gone to Bilderberg before. And this is important because the way I see it, the AI thing is really being pushed lately, ultimately as part of a kind of a propaganda thing. Now, I'm not saying that there's not AI, but I don't think that AI is anything like what it's usually sold as this thing that's going to take over the world per se, and we're going to, you know, be slaves to the bots and our consciousness will be uploaded. That's a delusion that some of these tech elites, who I kind of think are probably, they're part of like a tech elite cult, some of these people. And, you know, I remember Alex was covering Bilderberg. Obviously, he's covered it for many years, but back in about 2015, 16, 17, they started switching over and handing over Bilderberg to the tech gurus. And if we think about Kissinger, he wrote a book called The World Order. And the last chapter of that book, Kissinger's book from a few years ago, was it's time to bequeath our era to the tech overlords. Whoever runs AI and tech, Kissinger says, will run the New World Order. And so in the same way, we've seen this shift to the tech gurus heading to Bilderberg and kind of being the face of it now, whereas it used to be a whole gathering of a lot of different CEOs and a lot of different corporations. And I've got some books I just read, in fact, the past week on the history of these steering groups, particularly the classic from Patrick Wood and Anthony Sutton. If you know, we've covered Professor Anthony Sutton's books many times, but there's a great book that they wrote together back in the 1970s called Trilaterals Over Washington. And the reason that's a good book, even though it's kind of dated, is that it gives us an idea of the planning and what the strategies were for the Trilateral Commission, which is where we get Bilderberg. Bilderberg is basically the same people that go to Trilateral, right? The planning that they were up to in the 1970s, a lot of that has rolled out. So if we know what they were planning in the late 70s, early 80s at Trilateral Commission meetings and at Bilderberg meetings, and that has rolled out now, then what are we expecting in the next, say, 15 years? Right? What's the planning that these people have? Well, we know now that it's completely transitioned over to this whole transhumanist Skynet control model, right? That's what we get with the AI focus here at Bilderberg, which again is now being reported on by Fox News. And that's worth mentioning because, you know, I remember listening to, I first heard about Bilderberg maybe in 2004. And I remember it was the spotlight and it was, you know, that outlet together with Alex and others and Daniel Esselin that would go and report and they would cover it live and make a big deal about it. And that was good because no other outlet back then would really focus on it. Every now and then you would have people, I think Charlie Skellington in the UK, they would every now and then kind of get articles out in the mainstream, but it was still very hush hush, very rare that you would see much coverage. And all the way up until a few years ago, you were crazy if you talked about it even existing. It didn't even exist. And then, of course, as information, the internet, right, the way the internet is, it's kind of hard to keep a lot of that kind of stuff on the down low. They just sort of say, oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, sure, it exists, but it's great. And why do you hate it, bigot? Yeah. Why do you hate that all the leaders of the Fortune 100, Fortune 500, the top, you know, government officials are attending these meetings? Why do you care? Why are you a racist, bigot? That's the kind of response you would get. And again, it's just an admission, right? It's a gaslighting that they used to do. And now it's, oh, of course it exists. But what's the history of this thing? Where does it come from? And you might be surprised to know that it actually comes from a former member of the SS, Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, who is one of the co-founders together of Bilderberg with David Rockefeller and others. We'll get to that in a minute. But it also overlaps with this 70s creation of the Trilateral Commission, which was a creation of Rockefeller and Kissinger together for Zbigniew Brzezinski. So when Brzezinski wrote his treatises like Between Two Ages in early 1970s, which really caught the attention of the establishment, they said that guy, put him in charge of something. He needs to be running a steering committee because he's written this book in the 70s talking about earthquake weapons, talking about geoengineering, talking about mind control, talking about mutating people, talking about Skynet. Literally, it's all in Brzezinski's famous Between Two Ages book. And we've covered that a million times, but it's worth noting because these are the people who are really creating the steering committee groups and meetings that are semi-secret. They're not totally secret. They're semi-secret. That discuss, debate, and plan policy. So, you know, people say these things, oh, you think they're all getting together and planning the future? If they did, it would come out. It has. Those are called Bilderberg. And there are many, many books about it. And we've been talking about it. My publisher has a book on it. Daniel Esselin. I just did an interview with Daniel Esselin the other day. And we talked about the history of these entities and how they relate to the Vatican Bank scandal and Operation Gladio. Well, this is no different. This is a high-level corporate control. And if we go back to the founding of the Council on Foreign Relations, again, by Rockefeller family individual connected individuals and banking elites, 1921, we see the founding of the Council on Foreign Relations, and its job was to be sort of the analog to the British Royal Society circles and establishment, right? Royal Institute for International Affairs, Milner Group, Roundtable Group, that circle within circle model of steering committees becomes the model for the U.S. in its version of it when there's an alliance between the Royal Society elite in the U.K. and the American oligarchic establishment, Rockefellers, J.P. Morgan, Chase, Vanderbilts. And the goal was to come up with a way to have a kind of an above government level steering committee group that would hand down policy to the elected officials. And if you're wondering why in the U.S. things always seem to march in the direction of more and more tyranny and they never change, it's because of this. It's because the elected leaders aren't really calling the shots. They have a limited degree of power, but they ultimately submit to people above them who are part of this open, semi-secret, hidden in plain sight, bypassing of government entity known as the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, within this CFR group, they've set up different sort of levels and tiers of that as well. Trilateral Commission, as we said, is a bunch of the same people that go to Bilderberg, but it's just another higher level committee. And that one, as we said, was set up in the 70s and run by Brzezinski at the decision of David Rockefeller and Henry Kissinger. And so the way it works is that these entities decide policies and they hand it down to the government, and the government does what they're told. So out of the Council on Foreign Relations, which again, these are all the Fabian socialist ideologically minded people for the most part, this is where we get the entities like United Nations eventually being set up in 1944. This is where we get Bilderberg and Trilateral. So they come out of this CFR group. The early heads of the CIA, OSS and CIA heads, typically they're from the Council on Foreign Relations. So again, you can begin to see that people say, well, which one runs everything? You're saying it's that one. And what about the other one? No, it's all of these people are in the same groups. All right. If you have seen that graph, that classic graph that shows all the people that go to Bilderberg are the same people that go to Trilateral, which are the same people in the CFR. Right, there's a famous graph. It's been seen, shown a million times. It's a great image demonstrating this point, showing that this is how it works. It's called a revolving door. So people that are in government also work in these things. When they leave government, they go to Fortune 100, Fortune 500, and then sometimes they come back to government, right? And it's a revolving door. But it's the same with these committees. One guy goes to Bilderberg, then he goes to the CFR meeting, then he goes to the Trilateral. So it's the same stuff, same people. And they all work together for the common goal of global governance. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. And be sure to go to the Infowars store right now.
You need to get coordinated with not only your food, but also your health supplements, because it's going to be a matter of life and death. So support InfoWars Store. Listen, you need to put it as a priority, because you don't know, I don't know. Alex and I are telling you how late it is before midnight strikes. And again, magnesium is critical for your muscles and everything. Krill oil. What I'm watching right before my eyes is a composite overview of nutritional supplements that will keep you alive. And I would urge everyone, maybe you don't take vitamins, maybe you don't take nutritional supplements, but the day will come. Vitamin C and zinc, absolutely imperative for the cold. DNA Force, absolutely imperative. Mineral Fusion, absolutely. As you're drinking filtered water, a lot of it will become demineralized. You have to have these products.
Just weeks ago, I warned the world that the globalists were going to move against Tucker Carlson and take him off the air. People said, no way, he's the most popular that ever happened. They've got quadrillions in stolen money. They only had Tucker Carlson on the air because they believe they can control him. But as soon as they figured out they couldn't, he was taken off the air. It's the same thing with InfoWars. But InfoWars is not owned by Fox or controlled by George Soros or owned by Spotify like Joe Rogan. We are only beholden to our viewers and our listeners. And when you support us, we're unstoppable. I'm not underwritten by Rupert Murdoch or by George Soros. I'm underwritten by you, which is we the people. So I want to thank you for your support and encourage viewers and listeners to understand.
Please don't take InfoWars for granted. We're barely hanging on. We need your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. So don't procrastinate. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, get amazing products that keep us on the air, and never submit to these tyrants.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hydrofluorosilicic acid is the third most deadly acid on earth. And they've got our children drinking that. This is a psychotic death cult, period, case closed, out to get you and your family. We sell the Alexa Pure Breeze, made by the My Patriot Supply Ready Hour Group. It's been around about 15 years, became the biggest company in the last six. They went out, hired engineers, reverse engineered the fancy best water filter system out there that sells for twice the price, and they made it as good in all the studies. It reduces things to non-detectable levels, thousands of chemicals. But you can go pay two or three times. There's four or five other filters out there that are just as good. We sell the very best, highest-grade water filtration system for half the price of the leading competitor. And the media says we're bad and a cult for telling you you should filter your water. You should also filter your shower water. That's another way you absorb this crap. But I'm done talking about that. The point is you can get the filters at InfoWarsStore.com. They're discounted right now. Finally back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones. I'm your guest host, Jay Darb, Jay's Analysis. We're entering into the Matrix. The tech is taking over. We are subjects of Skynet. We will obey our bitch bots. They are our overlord masters. This is the plan, the technocratic plan that goes all the way back to all these figures that we've been covering on the fourth hour. Bertrand Russell, H.G. Wells, Klaus Schwab, Noah Yuval Harari. It's the same coordinated plan. There's that beautiful graphic that explains for you. Hey, look, all of the media barons that attend Trilateral attend Bilderberg and also attend the CFR. It's same people. There's no plan for world government. If they were conspiring, people would know about it. Oh, they do. It's right there. It's a graph showing you. And it even names all the media. That's just media too, by the way. You understand? That's just people involved in tech and media. And, you know, when I was looking back at this 1970s book by Patrick Wood and Anthony Sutton, I was amazed. The Trilaterals over Washington. And again, remember, Bilderberg is the same people that go to Trilateral. It's the same stuff. I was amazed at what they were planning back in the 1970s that they did accomplish. And so Professor Sutton and Patrick Wood begin the book by talking about the fact that it was Bilderberg individuals that were involved, such as the Rockefellers and so forth, that picked Brzezinski. And then that was set up to pick Carter to be the president. And if you guys remember, I think it's either Obama Deception or Endgame. Alex actually covered a lot of this in those famous documentaries, because the same model occurred not just Bill Clinton, but also with Barack Obama. Have you seen my wife, Michael, right? The Obama stuff was the same situation where he was missing when Bilderberg was at Chantilly, Virginia. I just did a great interview this week with Jason Burmis, and shout out to Jason Burmis for reminding me about this. When Obama was first running, they didn't know where he was. He was missing, right? We don't know where Obama is this week. And he seems to have been at a secret meeting with Hillary. They were at Chantilly, Virginia at Bilderberg. And this is again, kind of violation of U.S. laws. Isn't it called the Logan Act? You're not supposed to have meetings with foreign, you know, entities in terms of the U.S. elections. Doesn't that suggest some kind of election issues, perhaps? I mean, could you imagine if Trump was like in a secret meeting with Putin or something before, before he was elected, like everybody would be going crazy, right? But no, in the case of the establishment, you know, if you're somebody like Barack Obama and you go to Bilderberg before the 2008, elections, and it's okay, right? You can meet with, foreign corporations and elites, no big deal. Nobody cares. And it's not in the news. It was actually hidden that he went to that. And, Jason Burmes was a really, good archivist there in bringing that up and reminding me that Candy Crowley's there on the CNN clip saying, we don't know where he went. And he just seems to be hiding out with Hillary at a secret meeting. Yeah, well, they were at Bilderberg. And I think Alex covered that Bilderberg at Chantilly, Virginia. If I remember, this is a long, long time ago, but I remember watching Alex back in the day. I remember all that. Anyway, long story short is that you got a couple instances where, hey, we pretty much can tell that these are the people that the corporate elite chose. First of all, being Jimmy Carter's chosen by Bilderberg, and then he becomes president. Then we get Bill Clinton chosen by David Rockefeller, clearly, clear as day. I remember watching in the night, like C-SPAN used to have these old, they would air these old meetings from CFR and Trilateral Commission, all this stuff. And I remember David Rockefeller, I think he even like introduced at one of these meetings on C-SPAN, you know, Bill Clinton,
my choice. My good little boy, David, Bill Clinton, I'd like to introduce
you. He would come up there and give a speech. Oh, we're going to take over the world, globalism. I remember all that. And people could probably find those old archives, C-SPAN things. But it's weird, too, that they would broadcast a lot of these meetings on C-SPAN. And then people are still like, it doesn't exist. There's no such thing. I remember when I was in college doing my grad work. And I checked out Tragedy and Hope from the college library. This is before I read the whole thing. This is probably in 2010 or 11. And I brought it to class and I was trying to explain to the professor that I was like, you know, this is a real thing. It's a real book. You understand they're talking about. And he's like, oh, you think the Trilateral Commission exists? Do you watch Glenn Beck? That's what he said. I'm like, do I think it exists? I mean, they have a website. What do you mean?
Oh, do you believe everything on the internet?
I'm like, don't you get your news even in 2011 from the internet? What do you mean? It was just this weird gaslighting. And that's when I realized that there's no hope in the world of academia for people that don't go along with the nonsense. But anybody who knows anything about, I mean, you could have walked over to the International Relations Department and asked the people there, is there such a thing as the CFR? And the irony of that is that we would have people from these entities come and speak at the university. We had people involved in these globalist entities come and speak. Oh, you think there's a CFR? Oh, you think there's a Trilateral Commission? You mean like Desmond Tutu and all these people that just spoke at the university? Come on. I don't remember Desmond. I mean, he's in these circles, but we had all kinds of like Bush era generals and Benazir Bhutto. She came to speak before she was assassinated. So a lot of these people spoke at my university when I was there. And I'm like, well, of course there's a CFR. A lot of these people know they're involved in these circles. I'm not saying that Benazir Bhutto was in the CFR. I'm just saying. A lot of these elite figures is what I'm trying to say in government policy, would speak. By the way, we also had Scott Ritter come speak. I remember that too many, many years ago. And I think RFK Jr. spoke, many, many years ago at my university as well. So it wasn't everybody totally bad, but, it was definitely slighted to one side. And it was weird because I remember at that time period, in the 2000s when those people were coming to speak that it was okay to be anti-establishment because it was all like, oh, it was painted as Bush, right? And if you were against Bush, I assume you were left, which is odd because not everybody against Bush. But anyway, then it became Obama completely destroying any actual opposition to this stuff, right? He was very effective at that and basically being a neocon, but getting everybody to give up on anti-war and give up on questioning 9/11. That was a key thing that the Obama presidency helped contribute to. And that's just weird because now the so-called left are just these sort of fanatical pro-war, pro-big corporation goons. I mean, it's like, it's just so weird because I remember back, you know, in the early 2003, 4, 5 era when everybody in that sphere was anti-Bush and questioned 9/11. And so they did a very effective, you know, Cass Sunstein cognitive infiltration approach to flipping all of that into the neocon left uniparty all being basically a war party. How was that done? Well, it's done because, as we said, there's a level of control above elected leaders. And one of the easiest things to point to is CFR Trilateral Bilderberg. Bilderberg's going on right now in Lisbon, Portugal. And so again, why is this a big deal? Why? It's the international corporate elite meeting to plan global corporate policies that are above government. Above government. You understand? That's how this works. They hand the policy to the government people. The government people say, yes, whatever you say, we will do it. We love you. We worship you. Let me lick your shoestrings. So that's how the system works. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll get into Bilderberg in a moment.
Turbo Force is back. Sold out for 8 months. And it's Turbo Force Plus. We made it even stronger. The strongest long-term energy you're going to find anywhere. Turbo Force is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And it's not just wide-spectrum natural herbs that time release over 10 hours. Should be called 10-hour energy. It has a bunch of vitamins and minerals and a bunch of other key things and amino acids that turbocharge everything and are good for your heart, your brain, your liver, you name it. It is the super fuel. Brainforce Plus is great. Brainforce Ultra is great. They're two different nootropics. They go good with this. But this is the King Kong. This is the boss. Turbo Force, back in stock, discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. More power, more strength, more energy.
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, this book, The Great Reset and the War for the World, is a historic book that documents the globalists in their own words plan for our future that is a hellish future. Now, you'll be always, while they still allow books, I guess they're starting to ban them, be able to get an unsigned copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World at bookstores, Amazon, or InfoWarsStore.com. But you will never be able to get another signed copy of the book after the signed copies we got run out. And there's about 1,000 left of them right now. So get your copy of The Great Reset and the War for the World, a signed copy at InfoWarsStore.com. And there is a markup there because this is a fundraiser to keep us on the air. So you won't just have this historic memento and this powerful book. You'll also know that you help keep InfoWars on the air. I'm going to thank those of you that have gotten signed copies of the book or unsigned copies. But I want to encourage all of you who haven't yet to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy and buy a couple of unsigned copies and donate to the library or give them to the local school. This is an InfoWar. I'm counting on you, and thank you for your support. Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth-whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Another great product, sold out for almost a year, is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
and your purchase funds the operation. Plus, these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpaste back in stock.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of JaysAnalysis.com, and we are rehearsing the history of the Trilateral Commission, the CFR, and Bilderberg. Since Bilderberg is going on right now in Lisbon, Portugal, and they're all concerned with running, steering, controlling, using AI. AI is the big hot topic. Skynet, technocracy, that's what it's all about now. And it has been at Bilderberg for the last several years, going back to, as I said, 14, 15, 16. They were bringing in people from big tech to really kind of focus the narrative on that. I remember Regina Dugan from DARPA, Google, they brought her in. She was there talking in, I think, 2015, 16 about bodily modification and wearables and how this was going to prepare us for the implantable chips. All of that was being discussed years ago at Bilderberg. Here we are with the push now for open elements of nanotech surveillance and all that with the last 3 years of the CUFID nonsense. Now, we were talking about the decision to choose certain people for the presidency and how these people at Bilderberg and CFR and Trilateral, they were all really involved in picking these people. And we talked about Brzezinski being involved in the choice of Carter. So in other words, this is a higher level corporate establishment elite choosing presidents, not the people choosing the president. That's why this matters, right? And they will do the same thing, obviously, with the other branches of government where they influence and control and try to subvert how those branches are run as well. I just did an interview, for example, with Tim Gordon on my YouTube channel where he went into the history of the subversion of the Supreme Court and how a lot of people were put into place there to change the notion of rights coming from God and not from the state. All of that was kind of engineered via certain appointees in the last 50, 60, 70, 80 years of the Supreme Court. And, you know, these key think tanks, NGOs, and foundations, they pull a lot of people out of the universities, right, to be recruited into this stuff. That's the outer circle, the helper managerial class. And when we look at the 1970s focus and meetings, we see that they were very interested in, number one, controlling the narrative of the media. Now, that's wild because in the 1970s and early 80s, there weren't a lot of anti-establishment voices in the media. Media was very much, you know, you had three networks. Fox didn't exist yet, and they pretty much controlled the narrative. So it's odd to me that even then they were concerned about the control of narrative and stories in mainstream media. And Sutton and Patrick Wood discuss the other focus that they had, which was controlling other entities in society like unions. So apparently there was still elements of unions that were not completely under control. And they utilized a lot of the foundations that were connected with these steering committees, like the Ford Foundation and Rockefeller Foundation, to go in and take control of a lot of these entities that were still not under their control. So, for example, there were six Trilateral members that were on the board of Chase Bank at that time in the 1970s. And one of the things they wanted to go after was control of agriculture. This is something I didn't really know much about. I've been studying this for many, many years. And I had no idea that back in the 1970s, they were really interested in going after certain gigantic farm equipment companies, John Deere, Caterpillar, General Electric. A lot of these companies that were involved in the production of big farm stuff, they wanted to get into that and have control over those markets to make sure that farming was also under the control and dominance of the Trilateral Commission in Bilderberg. Now, why does that matter? Well, where are we now? Well, if you've seen the Tucker Carlson special that we did that I was in, I'm the first part of that documentary together with Ava Vander from – I can't pronounce the rest of her name – from the Netherlands, you'll notice that she's been highlighting the control of food and control of farming. And she's, I think John Kerry was coming out saying that it's time to take over farms in the U.S. if they won't submit to our arbitrary climate control. That's all from trilateral CFR Bilderberg, right? The policies and the control plans are set there, and then they're rolled out throughout the next year. It trickles down. Trickle down tyranny, right, from the top of these people to the rest of the corporate control. But it's just fascinating to me that I know that we if we go back to Bertrand Russell, we go back to H.G. Wells, we go back to Charles Galton Darwin, in their books from the 30s, 40s, and 50s, they talked about controlling food. But now we have the actual process of how they went about getting into the food control market through the corporate 100, Fortune 500, through food power. And they even talked about engineered famines and engineered logistic disruption. So supply chain disruptions for the control of it. All of that, of course, we've seen in the last 3 years, right? So the last 3 years, we had a lot of that kind of experience on a minimal scale, thank God. But controlling the supply chains, the CFR and the trilaterals, the Bilderbergers said in the 1970s would be key. And it's just amazing to me that all of that is in the 1970s. Again, if you fast forward to now, if you watch that Eat the Bugs documentary from the Tucker Carlson specials, you'll see that that's playing out right now. So the Bilderberg 70s and 80s stuff is playing out now. Say at the same time, Bilderberg engineered the 1970s OPEC oil crisis. And this was a Kissinger plan that had to do with establishing the petrodollar as the world reserve currency, or the focus. I know the dollar was already world reserve currency, but this is making the petrodollar. And that was part of the OPEC 1970s oil crisis that was engineered by Kissinger. But you'll notice that the same people behind all of that, you might think, well, that was giving us preeminence. That's how the dollar was. No. This is about controlling and creating engineered austerity, engineered scarcity. And Alex always talks about shutting down the Keystone Pipeline and all that. That's these people. These are the people behind that kind of stuff. And the book even talks about, back in the 1970s, staged, engineered, managed, and controlled crises, future shocks. Again, out of Tavistock, I've been talking about SRI and Tavistock. I've lectured through multiple Tavistock texts and books on my YouTube channel the last month. So there's probably 5 or 6 videos on there that cover Tavistock and Dr. John Coleman and all that. And I just did another lecture on that, getting into the Institute for Social Research from the University of Michigan, which is all these academic weirdos and creeps, including a guy, I think his name is Corden Wainwright. I forget his name, but one of these ISR guys. And he's like a master student or a psychologist behind food crises and food famine in war. So utilizing food as a weaponized form of warfare and managing crises, right? So a lot of this is crisis management. They talk about maladaptive process. That's a Tavistock term for how you use and manage crises to get the population that's the target steered into the direction that you want. And if you can't see that in the last 3 years, then there's no hope. Like, you're never going to see anything. So Rockefeller Ford Foundation came up in the 1970s with oil plans and energy market controls, and that related to the Seven Sisters oil conglomerate and all of that 1970s oil crisis. That was engineers, what I'm trying to say. And Sutton and Wood note that and explain that this is an austerity goal and that it's managed by people from the Club of Rome, like Maurice Strong and others, who have openly, since the 1970s, talked about creating the idea, the perception, not the reality, but creating the idea and the perception that human beings and climate are the problem, that humans are the pollutants. Human beings are the pollution that need to be reduced. That's all from Bilderberg and these people. You understand? It's not based on science. They request the science, which is created wholesale, to back it up. Remember when Alex was popping champagne years ago when the climate gate emails came out? Because they were, InfoWars was involved in exposing that? That's this stuff. That's these people. It's all the same people doing this, you see. Anyway, they go on to talk about massive increases in taxation for the middle class. That's a CFR Bilderberg plan from the 1970s. Has that come to pass? Well, yes, it has. Here we are. Now, I want to remind you, too, that you can support the InfoWar by going to the shop over at InfoWars and getting those products, getting those T-shirts, getting those supplements. We're a big fan of a lot of those supplements. We take them regularly over here. And you should go get them as well to support the InfoWar at the InfoWars store.
Sold out for more than a year, we now have back in stock a limited run of our extremely popular tooth whitening coral calcium toothpaste full of essential oils, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And another great product sold out for almost a year is our activated charcoal essential oil toothpaste as well. These are both incredible for your gums, polish your teeth, amazing to counter gingivitis, and they fund the InfoWar. There are no fillers in these products. These are fluoride-free, next-level toothpaste, 10,000 of each tube, limited run, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And your purchase funds the operation, plus these are incredible products you need. So the Coral Calcium Tooth Whitening and the Activated Charcoal Essential Oil Toothpaste are now both back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. I thank you for your support, but regardless, these are great products you need. So take action now. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for both these great toothpastes back in stock.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best, and it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it.
InfoWarsStore.com. Please give me 1 minute of your time. Please write this down and please go look this up. It will change your life. The UN admits, and the Lancet Medical Journal admits, that upwards of 2 billion people have mental disabilities and declining cognitive abilities. The term they use is intellectual disability because of lack of iodine. Most iodine in the environment is bound to other elements so your body can't absorb it. Only pure iodine can really be absorbed right into the cells. And InfoWarsStore.com has the only iodine out there that actually has this type of full effect. Ladies and gentlemen, X3's been sold out for 6 months. It's very hard to produce, and it's finally back in stock. In fact, I was just taking some before I shot this ad. This, ladies and gentlemen, is powerful. You and your family need it. It's 25% off back in stock. X3, tri-iodine, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now, but regardless, research this info.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. And if you head over to my website, you can not only subscribe to my members section to get access to the archives going back many years with hundreds of lectures and talks, giving you a university education for pennies on the cheap, basically a grad level education on how the New World Order really works. I want to remind you too that we have an upcoming live event. And if you want to come meet me, hang out with me and Owen Schroyer and many other people in the freedom sphere, you can do that by heading over to the website and you can find the links over to Rebels for Cause, the 2023 meeting in Nashville. We'll have a big 2-day event there. Also, if you head over to the website, you can see the tickets and live events that are up for the July 6th event in California. I'll be doing a live event with Jamie Kennedy from Scream, and we'll be doing comedy. We'll be doing stand-up. We'll be doing philosophy. We'll be doing all kinds of stuff, lecture there. I'll be doing presentations on my book, and my wife Jamie will do a presentation on her works as well in Hollywood. So it's going to be a fun time. You get the tickets at the website as well. And back to Bilderberg, back to the Trilateral Commission and the background to that. Now, as we said, in the 1970s, they were already pushing for more and more taxes, particularly on the middle class, which is wild because it's always sold. We got to tax the rich, and that way we'll have a more fair setup, a fair economy. And of course, it's never the case because the people pushing for more taxation are usually the 0.01% that are pushing taxation for the middle and upper middle class, who are the people who are the engine of the economy and actually have the businesses and employ people. And that's just a way to squeeze out and ensure that there's no upper mobility by design. So it's a big scam. It's a big trick. And they talked about in this 1970s tax also the plan to further increase the U.S. Debt and move further away from, I think they were already, this is around the time of a few years after the Nixon shock doctrine of getting away from the gold standard. That was also a CFR trilateral Bilderberg plan. And so you can begin to see that, hey, pretty much everything that's moving us in this terrible direction is directed by these people. Exactly. Because it's a plan. And it's not just a single plan with one person at the top of it. It's a plan that's planned over many decades and over many, even century, quarter century. And one of those entities is, of course, the Bilderberg Group. And we were talking about the origins and the background to this group. And, of course, it's also people from where's my David Rockefeller book? I got to have my memoirs here, right? Hey, Rockefeller talks about this in his memoirs and how proud he was of setting this up. And it's in that chapter that I'm sure many of this audience are aware of. But it's always good to remind everybody that this is the chapter called The Proud Internationalist, the chapter that's about the establishment of a global governance, right? And David Rockefeller, of course, had a history of intelligence work, and he talks about in this book and in other books that he was very proud of this time because he was able to establish a lot of networks for his future endeavors and his future private foundations. And he says that I'm a proud internationalist, that a lot of people talk bad about this, and he says that I call these people populists because they care about people. He says, the real goal here, he says, is that, he says, predictably, there was a photo that came out of me, and they called me the capitalist and the communist. And that's because, of course, he had written these New York Times editorials praising Mao Zedong. We've covered this a million times. But even he talks about it and says, yeah, they talked about me this way. And he says that, you know, but it's not that big of a deal because really, people say, oh, you work for a secret cabal. And he says, no, I don't work for a secret cabal. It's a public cabal. He says, I'm proud of it. It's no secret cabal. And he says that people thought that when I went and met with Castro and all these communists and talked about how great Mao was, that I'm a communist. And they said, but they couldn't figure it out because, I'm a zillionaire, but I'm not a cop, but why am I supporting communism? And again, it's because communism has always been a movement supported by very wealthy people. The Bolshevik Revolution, as Professor Sutton writes about, was funded by the wealthiest people in the West. And he says, you know, when I met with Castro and when I met with these Soviets and these, dictators, when we put Chase Bank in China under the communists, he says that it's not a problem because they're internationalists like I'm an internationalist. He says it in this chapter. And he says, so do you want me to tell you the history of internationalism? He says that, well, all of these organizations that my family has been instrumental in helping to set up and support such as the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, International Monetary Fund, NAFTA. He says that all of this, including my family's basic creation of the CFR, he says all of these were to combat American isolationism. And if you listen to my lectures that I just did on the Tavistock books, Coleman says that isolationism is a weaponized term invented by Tavistock to demonize anybody that didn't want to be involved in all these entanglements. David Rockefeller says that we set up the CFR to transition America away from independence and isolation into being an engine of the tool of these people, global interests. And he even talks about, yeah, we utilize people like John Foster Dulles and the Dulleses at this time who were neutral in the question of Nazi Germany. So it's not even about the moral things that everybody brings up. Well, we had to fight in World War II because of, you know, we had to fight the dictators. Well, he's saying that the people that he allied himself with and utilized, like John Foster Dulles, they didn't care about, they were actually pro-Nazi. They were involved in Operation Paperclip. So it's not even about the moral things that everybody's always harping about. I'm saying at this level, right, the level of these people doing the chessboard, Brzezinski's grand chess, it's not about the moral issues that everybody thinks it was about. Then he goes on to say, well, how do we get us to this engine of globalism in America? And he says, well, I set up a bunch of institutes and steering committees. He says, I helped set up Bilderberg. He says, together with another Nazi, SS Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, he says, we were able to help set up this corporate control. We utilized people like Etienne d'Avignon in the 1970s. They came to Bilderberg. People from all the Fortune 100. So he just goes on and on and on talking about this. And he even talks about connections to Vatican individuals and Opus Dei and the CIA. That's in his own chapter in his book. And how that was all connected to changing institutions, changing them towards these globalist interests. It's an amazing chapter. I mean, the book is worth it just for the chapter on proud internationalism and the creation and establishment of Bilderberg. He talks about the choosing of Jimmy Carter in the 1970s. That was Bilderberg was involved in that. He talks about setting up Brzezinski there. He talks about working with Brookings Institute, Ford Foundation, Harvard University to set up these globalist institutions. And he said that, you know, it's funny because there was a president who one time that he thought he might challenge the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg. And remember, those are the same things, right? So trilateral might have been easier to talk about the Trilateral Commission in the 1980s, I guess. He said one time Reagan said that he would go against trilateral. And that didn't work out too good for him. Right? So, I mean, David Rockefeller's not saying that he had Reagan shot, but he's saying that it didn't work out when Ronald Reagan tried to speak against our New World Order. And then he ends the chapter by saying what I was just telling you that. He said, my time as an intelligence officer in World War II gave me the effectiveness I needed to develop the networks to create circles of influence. He says a lot of people think that this was some kind of a conspiracy. He's like, it's not really a conspiracy because it's not hidden. So he's not denying that he's conspiring. He's saying it's not a secret conspiracy. It's an open one. And the whole damn chapter is about that and says that. And it's amazing to me because, you know, over the years, anytime I meet people who are, you know, just really nasty deniers of anything like this, it doesn't exist. You're making it up. You're crazy. And I bring out this chapter, and the mental gymnastics and the coping that people engage in are just next level. It's wild. Oh, yes. Well, he says that, but it's a good thing. Oh, well, it's just, he's just trying to help the world. Well, he says in this chapter that it's about establishing population control. He says that. He says that ultimately all of these entities have as one of their key goals the control of population. And I think from his vantage point, if you don't see that, he says he basically has the attitude that, well, if you're too stupid to even see that we're up to this, then you deserve it. That's his attitude, right? So I want to remind you guys too, if you want access to my books, you can support me over at the website. I have the shop. You can get my 600-page book here, all of my geopolitical, theological, philosophical writings in the infamous red book at jasonalsis.com. You can also still get my classics, Esoteric Hollywood 1 and 2, signed copies in the shop. People always say, will you sign the books? Every book from the website is signed. You get it from Jeff Bezos. He's not going to sign it. I will sign it. I will sign my books at jasonalsis.com.
This is Adam King, host of The Adam King Show, joined by the one and only Greg Reese of The Reese Report. We wanted to hop on and send everybody to InfoWarsStore.com. Click this QR code right above Greg Reese. Buy yourself a Faraday cage, Super Male Vitality, or what Greg has. Greg, what do you got there?
If you really want to treat yourself to something nice, get yourself an Alexa Pure water filter and get clean, healthy water whenever you want it, wherever you want it. Even if the water pressure goes out, the gravity-fed water filter has got you covered.
Absolutely. And we couldn't do any of this without listener support. I was telling Greg earlier, we're like the real NPR, of the based right. So click that QR code right there on your screen right now. Take out your phone. Click that QR code. It'll take you directly to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy something. Support the InfoWar. Keep Alex Jones, Lauren Schwoyer, Harrison Smith, Greg Reese, Adam King, and the rest of us on air. Do it today. Do it now. Support the InfoWar.
Thousands of former Nazis went to work for the United States government.
A flying disc has been found and is now in the possession of the Army.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. President Kennedy has been shot.
This is a different kind of war.
The USS Liberty had just been attacked by Israeli jets and torpedo boats.
The CIA could manipulate the news in the United States.
They took the babies out of incubators and left the children to die on the cold floor.
It was almost as if it were a plan in motion. It just tanked.
We need to go into the Capitol!
You will always have conspiracy theories. They are nothing but distractions.
You guys censored Harvard-educated doctors. You silenced those voices.
What we want to do in Davos is push the reset button.
Soon as we start exposing the Great Reset, the sooner these globalists start going to prison!
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.